So good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with me. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, firmly ensconced in the Allstate Showcase studio on a windy Michigan Avenue. The end of a absolutely gorgeous day in Chicago. I can't believe we'll revel in the beauty of the day before we get into the nonsense of the nation, which is something we don't usually delve into, but we've got to talk presidential politics a little bit because it is on the top of everyone's mind. I don't care if normally you're not into politics. It seems like everybody is paying attention, so we're going to get into that. After 7 o'clock, we're going to change gears a little bit because, as you know, March 1st is quickly approaching, which means March 17th is quickly approaching, which means St. Patrick's Day is quickly approaching. So the fine folks from the Irish American Heritage Center are going to come in. They're going to preview their big fest. It's a two-part festival for St. Patrick's Day, so we'll talk to them. We'll have some Irish music. We will enjoy ourselves. Unfortunately, we will not be doing it with any Guinness because I have to be here for Nick's show later, too. So it's a night of staying wide awake. But, man, oh, man. I got to tell you, I was so excited today with the weather. I was giddy, like a child. I actually took my daughter's convertible under the guise of, you know, we have to drive it sometime. So we put the top down and drove around. My wife and I went out just driving around town. We went to get lunch, and I saw people looking at me like, hey, idiot, it's only 65. Why are you driving a convertible? I was like, well, it's 65 on February 28th. I'm in Chicago. Of course I'm putting the top down and driving around. Sure, on the way home, once the clouds had come in and the wind had picked up, I turned the heat on, so I was kind of cheating. But I didn't do the jive convertible move where you have the windows up and the top down. I kept the windows down, but I did have the heat blowing to kind of warm me. So it was beautiful, beautiful. And I saw, Roger, you were posting about how lovely the weather was and what you were out doing and things. So, did you golf?
No, I just didn't have time by the time I woke up from working this morning and everything.
Right. Well, yeah, listen, you're very busy here.
But I did drive past Merovitz golf course along the lakefront.
And just yelled at people who had the privilege of golfing today?
Well, you know, I always keep the clubs
you
in the trunk.
Suck!
A couple of them did.
Get a job!
I actually threw golf balls at them from...
I've got to be honest, I'm surprised you ever drive on Lakeshore Drive anymore.
I
think you have PTSD every time you get on there.
Actually,
in the middle of summer, you've got to be like, this is where it happened. It's the sight of my near demise.
2 o'clock in the morning with nobody on the road, I'm still gripping the handlebars very tightly.
When did you put handlebars in your car?
I mean,
that's a weird way to drive a car.
Well, that's the only way I can steer it now.
What are you driving, like a big wheel?
Yes, right. Very big wheel with an engine.
Handlebars. I've got handlebars in my car.
Okay. I've got the little feathers coming out of the end.
Sure, of course you do. Baseball card in the spokes. I know how you operate.
Well, there's no spokes on a big wheel.
No,
it makes the noise by itself.
Well, there's got to be something making the noise.
It is. It's inside. Oh. It's inside the wheels in the back.
What are you? You are quite the engineer. I understand. But so it was lovely. I know everybody was enjoying themselves. And then, as I heard you say, 70% chance of snow on Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? No, that's fine. Because let's be honest, we've had a pretty good winter. And if you get was it last weekend? We had another 50 or 60 degree day. We had a 50, 60 degree days today in February. All right, that's fine. We had some snow, then it melts. We'll take another little bit of snow on Tuesday.
Right.
That's cool. I'm good. That's
fine. You know what? It's great because the warmer days are on the weekends.
Yes, it's been very nice.
Yeah.
Instead of the cruel joke of having them on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
And we're all at work just looking out the window. Can I go outside? Like we're six and our bosses have to be our mommies and daddies. Shut up and get back to work. I don't want to. What are you, a millennial? Oh, look what I did there. I blame the millennials,
look
Cody.
At you.
It's got to be the economy. Cody's back, everybody. That's
Yay.
Good news. That's always fun to have Cody back on the other side of the glass for me to mock and count on to help me out with all the things that I forget, especially my total lack of regard for the clock. So Roger, this is going to be exciting for you. We are going to endeavor to be on time for the news. That's a new edict from the powers that be.
Oh,
the
really?
The boots that are on my neck say, hey, listen, got to be on time for the news. And in order to not get my larynx crushed by the boot, the weight of the man's boot on my throat, I will do just that.
Well, I didn't say nothing.
Well, listen,
I didn't say
you were a snitch. I'm just saying, I didn't say you ratted me out. Because, listen, if I thought you had ratted me out,
There'd be someone else doing the news right now.
Sure. No, listen. I know how to take care of rats.
Yeah, I know.
You know, snitches get stitches. You know how that goes.
Oh, I know.
I'm very street when it comes to that.
Yeah, you are.
I know nobody. I'm not going to put up with a rat in my organization. But there was no ratting. This is just okay. a new company-wide policy. They want us to actually do what we're supposed to do. Imagine that.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
For how many years have I been doing whatever the hell I wanted? I'm running roughshod over the format, over FCC rules. I do whatever I want.
That's
and
right.
Now the man has, it's time to pay the man, as they say in Cool Hand Luke. It's time to pay the man. So I got to pay the man.
And now you're 2 minutes late for a break.
No, that break doesn't count.
Oh, really?
This one floats.
Oh, this is a floater.
I can do whatever I want.
I got you.
They throw me a bone. This one you do, you know, will give you a little flexibility.
We're not miracle workers, Roger. Come on.
What's it all going to happen in one day? What am I?
It's taken you 10 years to get to this point.
So let go from a rational human being to stumping for Trump? Is that what's going to happen?
Whoa.
That's right. That's
look
how we're
at
leading
that.
In. All right. When we come back, I know there are people who are listening to me now who are backing Donald Trump. Somebody's probably, one of them is texting me right now. But
angrily.
Angrily. Well, sure, you can tell because it's all in caps and misspelled. But that's mean. I shouldn't say that. And before we even get started, I'm going to tell you, I don't present myself as a political expert. I present myself just like you. I'm an American citizen who has a right to vote and has a right to choose who I want. Now, I still haven't made my final decision on who I'm going to vote for, but I can talk about what scares me and I think what should scare a lot of us. So we're going to talk a little about politics, and we're going to try to keep it civil. And I say try because I know things get a little crazy when you talk politics in this day and age, which is a sad commentary, but we're going to do it. Because if you haven't heard what Donald Trump is up to today, you're going to be, I hope, shocked. I hope some may be ashamed. I think he should be. But we'll get into all of that, and then I'm going to call out some people on the other side as well. So this is going to be some equal opportunity questioning. We'll do that starting after this on 720 WGN.
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
Yes, none other than that chair-borne mass of unpredictable intellect, Nero Wolfe.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen.
Wrap up your weekend with Carl Amari and Lisa Wolfe as they revisit the lost art of radio theater. WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-432-0241. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-432-0241. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-432-0241. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-432-0241. 800-432-0241.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Sadly, though, nursing home negligence is real, and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are cooking it up like Mama used to do. Join the search for the best comfort food. It's Chicago's Best tonight at 10 on WGN-TV. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. We are rolling with the changes, like how I pretended I was a top 40 DJ there. The country is changing. We've got a presidential election. Tuesday is Super Tuesday. You know what happened in South Carolina last night? Hillary Clinton just destroyed Bernie Sanders. He got his butt handed to him. He was expected to win, but not by that much. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And you also may have watched the other night the Republican debate, which, let's be honest, is an embarrassment. If you're a member of the Republican Party, if you're a supporter of any of the five Republican candidates who are left, and I'm going to say, let's leave Ben Carson and John Kasich out of that, because they were virtually left out of the debate. They stood on the sides. They were mute for most of it. The three main Republican candidates, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, I thought were an embarrassment as I watched this debate. It was name-calling. It was a lot of bluster, it was bullying, and it was very, very little discussion of the actual issues. Now, notice, I'm not singling out any one candidate saying they were better or worse. You can see that for yourself. But Donald Trump, who is the, at this point, seems to be unstoppable as he heads toward the Republican nomination for president, is just crazy. What is he saying? What is he proposing with any actual basis? He's appealing to anger in people. He's appealing to racism in people and, just isolationism. That's all he does. He bullies, he blusters, he name calls, and then he makes wild claims. Now, I don't know if you saw today, and Roger, I think, may have reported this, or Veronica was reporting it, that all of a sudden, he's retweeting Mussolini this morning. And when he's asked about that, he goes, well, listen, I don't know who that is. I knew who said it, but it's still a good quote. Mussolini's Mussolini. Listen, here's the quote. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to, it's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote, and I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make, whether it's Mussolini or somebody else? It's certainly a very interesting quote.
And
sure, by a fascist leader who was part of the Axis of Evil. Really? That's who? You're telling me there's not a million other fascinating quotes that you could retweet? You picked this one because of who said it, and again, playing to the anger and fears of the people who are backing you.
And he even admitted, if you go one more part of that quote, he tells the host of the program that, hey, it got your attention.
That's all.
And that's
does.
All he's trying to do.
He is a genius when it comes to marketing. There is no question about that. Donald Trump is a marketing genius. And that's what this campaign is about. How can I make the most of my name being out there? How can I take social media? And he said this in the debates. I'm not saying anything that you haven't seen him say. And if you're backing him, okay, can you tell me why I shouldn't be afraid? Can you tell me why? And don't tell me he's going to make America great again. When did America stop being great? What time period is Donald Trump going to take us back to make the country great again? Now, if we take off the rose-colored glasses of history, and it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, you can look at this country and say every period of this country, whether it was under Republican leadership or Democratic leadership, has had problems. There has been war. There has been economic ups and downs. There have been housing markets crash. There has been high and low unemployment. There have been all sorts of things that happen because, you know what? This country evolves and our leadership changes. And whoever's in the White House may not have the support of the legislative branch of the government. So some things don't get done. But you know what? I've yet to hear him say, and I've been listening, I've yet to hear him say what he's going to do to make it great, other than build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. Really? Does anybody believe, do you honestly believe that Mexico is going to pay for a wall? And then to completely, then to say, well, when he's confronted with facts that, you know, more illegal immigrants come from Canada through the Canadian border, go, well, that one's just too long. Well, sure, because we haven't been focusing on Canada. Because, you know, it's easy to focus on Mexico. And, you know, listen, if you live, I lived in California for a long time, and I know immigration is a serious issue. And I'm not for just letting the world trample in. I think everybody is welcome here if they do it by the law. But let's be honest. He's talking about building a wall, and he'll get the wall built, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And what else? He's going to, you know, he's going to stop ISIS immediately. Really? When nobody else can? And he can say whatever he wants. Then he's tweeting. I do believe, though, he can do whatever he wants, because whatever it is about his supporters, they don't seem to care. Is it really that we're so angry and we're so fed up with the system that we have in place that, and our cries always about we want somebody outside the system, we don't want career politicians, we want somebody from the outside? Is it that we've gotten to that point where we finally say, okay, this is the guy? We don't care what he does, because he's not a politician. He's a businessman, and the country needs to be run like a business. Again, very successful businessman, genius at marketing. Does he have any concrete plans other than telling us that, you know what, I'm gonna hire the smartest people once I get in the office because I know how to hire people. You got it. The president is not just a delegator. The president has to make some of these decisions. And the president, no matter who that president is, has to have some sort of background in world events and politics and everything else. All right. Another side, we're going to get into what he said today about David Duke and the Klan. And we'll talk a little bit about his threats on the First Amendment, which should scare anybody in this building, and should scare really everybody. And then I will turn my attention to the other side of the aisle, because there's a lot of bluster from the other side too about one of their candidates, and all the bluster, there's no backup. So we're going to get into that too on the other side. I always welcome your calls, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. Text already coming in very rude, as you can expect, because God forbid we have a civilized discussion on anything political. But that's fine. We got your number. Go ahead. Text away. We'll get to all of that on the other side. But right now, we must do this before the news on WGN.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You know how much that hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on 720 WGN.
All right, we'll get into more political chit-chat on the other side of the news. This news report is sponsored by our friends at Riverside Medical Center. It's 6:30. Look at that, on time. First one in the books. It's Roger Badish.
83-year-old James Moore is missing. Family members say he has Alzheimer's, and was last seen Saturday evening near a bus station at 95th and the Dan Ryan Expressway. Moore's 5'9", about 174 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes, a false left eye. He also has a medium complexion and a full gray beard. He was last seen wearing a blue Cubs baseball hat, tan knee-length jacket with a hood over a gray sweater, blue jeans, and white gym shoes. Anyone with information should call detectives at 312-747-8262. 1-800-848-9174. Marco Rubio says Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is wrong to refuse to condemn former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, and Ted Cruz calls it very sad. Duke was recently quoted as equating voting against Trump to treason. Trump was asked about it today on CNN's State of the Union. He replied that he didn't know anything about David Duke. 25-year-old Cameron White of Gurnee is charged in a shooting outside a South Loop neighborhood club that critically injured a woman and wounded a security guard. Shooting happened February 20th at the entrance of the Shrine Club on South Wabash. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks losing to Washington 3-2. Hawks have a few days off. They will visit Detroit on Wednesday. In college basketball, UIC loses to Milwaukee. Ohio State, a mild upset over 8th-ranked Iowa, and Michigan and Wisconsin later on. And checking WGN traffic, we've got a ramp restrictions on eastbound I-94 at Dempster. There was a crash on the ramp from westbound Dempster to the inbound Edens. That should be moved out of the way fairly soon. A lot of road construction throughout the area. We are checking travel times right now. The Indiana Toll Road eastbound from I-65 to LaPorte and back again, 30 minutes both directions. Slight delay there. And also looking at a slight delay on I-90 Indiana Toll Road westbound from I-65 to the State Line Toll Plaza. That's taking you 17 minutes, 15 minutes going back. And the rest of the area expressways and tollways, with the exception of the Kennedy, inbound from O'Hare to the junction, 12 minutes, 13 minutes going back to the airport. And on the inbound Eisenhower from Thorndale to downtown, 32 minutes, 30 minutes going back out to Thorndale. Other than that, everything's looking pretty good. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, slight chance of rain between 9 and midnight, cloudy, windy, low around 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, high near 50. Monday night, we start getting some snow and sleet. In fact, we could get 1 to 2 inches possible, becoming all snow after 1 in the morning, windy with a low around 28. Temperatures around the area now 57 at O'Hare, 60 Oak Park and Midway, and 59 along the lakefront. Winds out of the west at 16, gusting up to 26 at O'Hare. Next News 7 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Roger, I hate to do this, but I have been inundated with texts since you read the sports. You, did you say the Hawks lost to the Capitals today?
I believe I said
we're getting a ton of texts and calls.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I said Hawks beat Washington 3-2.
And they did. The Hawks beat Washington 3-2. They are now back in first place in the Central. Very, very exciting game, and getting to see Ovechkin play here and beating Ovechkin, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So, yes, the Blackhawks won today.
Actually, it should have been 3-1.
Do me a favor and put that in bold for your for the 7 o'clock news.
I can do that. I can put it in red.
Blackhawks won. They beat. And the hotline is ringing now. Every line is ringing.
I'm sorry if I may have misspoken. I apologize. But
that's okay.
It's written right here. It says Blackhawks 3, Washington 2.
That is correct. So the Blackhawks victorious. Now we got that out of the way. I didn't think people would get it. I thought the anger would come talking politics. The anger, the vitriol comes when you misrepresent a Hawks score, as it should. Now, see there, I can see about people getting all upset. So we're talking, for the first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. Then we're going to switch to the other side of the aisle, because I don't, again, I'm not an expert on this. I'm just telling you as a citizen and as a guy who's watching and a guy who thinks about the future, Donald Trump scares me. He scares me. The things he says, the fact that the people, some of the people who support him, not everybody, but let's look at this. If you're a Trump supporter, I'd love to know why. Cody said, did you tell people to call? I did, but I want to tell you to call again. 312-981-7200. Because I want to hear from you. I don't want to label everyone, but the New York Times just put out a poll. And listen, we all know polls can be manipulated. This one, I will explain why you can take it. Some of it at face value, some of it you have to take with a multiple grains of salt. But it measured Donald Trump's supporters on intolerance. And when I say that Donald Trump is appealing to the anger in people, that's not a surprise. If you say that that's not true, I don't believe you're being genuine. He is appealing to anger in people. And not everybody is angry in the same way, and not everyone displays it in the same way. So don't be overly sensitive if you are a Trump supporter. That's fine, but tell me why. 312-981-7200. So this is a poll. The New York Times, as I said, put this out, and that's one of the newspapers that Donald Trump called out the other night, saying that he was going to open up the libel laws so we could sue the press and make lots of money, which should scare all of us, because part of the reason that we have a society that we have is because we can dissent and we can shout down our leaders. We can voice our opinion without the threat of lawsuits. And Donald Trump loves to put these slap suits on that are usually just nuisance suits. But if he can, and the president, boy, there's so much to get into. Libel is usually handled on the state level. The president can appoint Supreme Court justices who may or may not want to strike down one of the main laws covering this, the New York Times versus Sullivan, which says that public officials have to really work to prove liable. All right? So that's, but again, maybe we'll talk about that more with Karen.
One thing at a time.
I know, but it's so hard. It's overwhelming.
I know.
Because
I know.
It just keeps coming every day, this morning. You reported on this now.
Yeah.
So, all right, you know what? Let's go with this New York Times, and then we got to get into what he said on CNN.
Okay.
So this is a public opinion survey. And again, it's data from YouGov and public policy polling, but let's tell it who it is. YouGov survey was done near the middle of January. YouGov is, they did it before the caucuses and everything else, but public policy polling is a company aligned with the Democratic Party. So, okay, you got to take that for what it's worth. Some of the results over the years have been suspected of bias. Okay. So if you look at it as just public policy polling saying this, well, the conclusions, according to the New York Times, could be kind of doubtful. But taken with YouGov and exit poll data, the surveys give us a little better idea about who in South Carolina is backing Donald Trump. All right. And here's just a couple of things. man. All right.
One thing at a time.
Relax, Roger. I know what I'm doing.
You're getting a little...
Because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Nearly half the Republicans who turned out on Saturday wanted undocumented immigrants to be deported immediately. Donald Trump won 47% of those voters. There is also, more surprising, are the attitudes of Mr. Trump's supporters on things that he has not talked about very much on the campaign trail. He said nothing about a ban on gays in the United States, the outcome of the Civil War, or white supremacy. Yet on all of these topics, Mr. Trump's supporters appear to stand out from the rest of Republican primary voters. A third of Donald Trump's backers in South Carolina support barring gays and lesbians from entering the country. That's nearly twice the support of the other candidates. YouGov data revealed that a third of Mr. Trump's and Mr. Cruz's backers believe that Japanese internment camps were a good idea. Mr. Trump's backers are also more likely to disagree with the desegregation of the military than other candidates' supporters are. 70% of Mr. Trump's voters in South Carolina wish the Confederate flag were still flying over the state house. 38% of them wish the South had won the Civil War. Further analysis shows a similar trend, nearly national trend. Nearly 20% of Mr. Trump's voters disagreed with Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves in the southern states. So, while this is not everybody that backs Donald Trump, and we know that, that's a significant amount of people. And it's troubling that, you know, if you're playing to that constituency, you have to wonder if, as a genius marketer, does he believe what he's saying? Does he believe this? Is that why he'll retweet Mussolini? Is that why he'll say this when he's on CNN, when he's talking to Jake Tapper and trying, and they're asking him about David Duke, who kind of implicitly endorsed him yesterday? And
condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know any, honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
All right. Well, that's not exactly true. According to an article in the Tribune today, Trump hasn't always claimed ignorance on Duke's history. In 2000, he wrote a New York Times op-ed explaining why he abandoned the possibility of running for president on the Reform Party ticket. He wrote of, quote, an underside and fringe element, end quote, of the party, concluding, I leave the Reform Party to David Duke, Pat Buchanan, and Lenora Fulani. That is not company I wish to keep. So he does know who David Duke is. He just decided today was not the day to remember that. All right, I asked for your input, 312-981-7200. So let's start with Pete. He's in Chicago. Hi, Pete. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, welcome. I'm about an 80% Trump supporter, but I can understand why people are looking at Trump and wonder about looking at Sanders. Just because we always say we want a politician who just talks or says something or whatever and doesn't just automatically do the party line.
Right.
And now you got these two guys that just do it, you know, and it just comes from there. One guy wants to give everything away for free, and I don't know how you're going to pay for it. And one guy just goes back and forth and says, I want this to happen, I want that to happen, it makes sense. I do know just by federal law, like, you cannot put troops on a border just because it's against the Constitution because of the Posse Comitatus law.
Right. Well, now, can I ask you, Pete?
Yes.
What is it about Donald Trump that you like? Because he scares me, but I know there's rational people who support Donald Trump. You know, you sound like a rational guy, Pete. What about him do you like? You said you're about 87% in.
I just like because he's just waking up the politicians just not to toe the party line and tell us what we want to hear, and then nothing happens. And it's always the same, and if you're not, you have to, nowadays they want to label everybody. You have to be conservative, you have to be liberal. You know what, I'm a neither crack. I don't like any of them anymore because I don't think anybody is helping anybody because all they do is go to D.C. and want to get reelected. So, you know, now you got two guys that are at least somewhat outsiders saying, hey, this has got to change. And it's waking people up a little bit. And maybe it won't happen this election, but maybe over time these kind of things will, you know, ruffle the feathers a little bit. And we will get more business people in there and saying, hey, you know, we can change insurance laws. And, yeah, maybe we don't have to have 100% total federal health care, but get everybody involved and discuss things, how to make it better, instead of just saying it's our way or the highway.
All right.
And that just seems to be the way the politicians are thinking now.
Well, Pete, I appreciate the calm, level-headed conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Let's talk to Barbara. She is on the road. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN.
Hi. Yeah, the reason that I'm supporting Donald Trump, I think that he has a good heart. And when you listen to him and you can just kind of ignore his that way that he talks, underneath, he is a very good-hearted person. And as far as him wanting to start a lawsuit or whatever, I'm not real informed on the right words. But, of course it's wrong. I listen to the radio, the TV. People tell lies about him. And that is not right.
Well, which, and Barbara, I'm not arguing or saying you're wrong. Which lies do you think, which lies are they telling? Because he seems to say, and they all do, they're all saying everybody's lying about them. What do you think they're lying the most about Donald Trump?
They'll take a sentence that, to get your thought across, you need five sentences, okay? They'll take one sentence and they'll talk about it, dissect it, make a judgment on that one sentence without finishing the rest of the thought. They do it all the time, and there should be a law against it. If you're in a conversation with a person, and you want to go tell the guy next door that one sentence, okay. But when you're on TV, on the radio, that is slander. And especially when a person is running for office and to influence other people that aren't paying attention by that one sentence, I think it's very wrong.
Yeah, but Barbara, you're entitled to your opinion. I think that happens for all candidates. There's so much negative campaigning on all sides, whether it's Republican, Democrat, depending on the candidate. They're all slinging mud. They're all saying things. And that's, unfortunately, that's just part of the deal. Barbara, I got to take a break.
That is what he is in the process of fighting. That is not right.
All right. Well, Barbara, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Let's do this, and then we'll get some more of your calls. 312-981-7200. It's WGN.
Andrew Ladd is back where he belongs with your Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started.
I don't know. You need a place to stay? I got a garage.
Yeah.
I get you penciled in the second line, dude, so I suggest you be ready.
First line?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. I got him in the second line unless he's ready to play on the first line.
Coach Steve Cochran.
Just call him that. He gets weird if you don't.
Welcomes back Andrew Ladd.
Very grateful and excited to be back in a Hawks uniform.
Start every day with the Blackhawks conversation on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Get an MBA and get up in everyone's business. At Roosevelt University, the Heller College of Business has your future career in mind. Learn the latest business skills and the critical principles. Find an extensive network of connections to help you advance and learn from faculty with vast business experience. Choose from programs in MBA, accounting, human resource management, and real estate. Visit Roosevelt University's graduate program fairs held the first Tuesday of every month. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Pat Max Pack. Join the party to support St. Baldrick's and pediatric cancer research on Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym. That's at 101st and Longwood in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood. It'll be a grand time. Lots of raffles, live Irish music, and all proceeds benefit St. Baldrick's and pediatric cancer research. Pat Max Pack is dedicated to keeping the memory of Patrick Thomas McNamara alive through service and fundraising. You're invited to join Pat Max Pack Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym in Beverly.
Holy cow! Come out and join us at the world's happiest happy hour and toast to Harry Caray on Tuesday, March 1st. We'll broadcast from 3 to 7 at Harry Caray's Italian Steakhouse in River North. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
All right, we're tackling presidential politics as only we can. We're talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking to people who support Donald Trump. Telling me why. A lot of things coming out again today, retweeting Mussolini and then saying that he doesn't, didn't run a really, he did finally disavow David Duke and his tacit endorsement of Donald Trump. So that was fine. 312-981-7200. I'm going to save a couple minutes because I have some words for the other side of the aisle as well. But first, let's say hi to Mike. He's in Uptown. Hi, Mike. You're on WGN.
Yeah, Brian. Listen. These people who want Donald Trump to disavow this and disavow that, those people are anti-diversity. We're supposed to applaud diversity, celebrate all various opinions, all various thoughts. Now, I
hope you're being facetious, Mike. Are you being facetious?
I'm not.
So we're supposed to embrace
anti-diversity.
Really, we're supposed to embrace.
David Duke is not a felon. David Duke is not committing felonies. The Ku Klux Klan is not committing felonies. We're supposed to celebrate them and applaud them. I am not. Those people want to.
You want to celebrate the Ku Klux Klan. You want to celebrate the Ku Klux Klan, Mike?
I'm going to celebrate freedom of thought and diversity.
You can
celebrate diversity.
All right, Mike. All right, Mike. I get it. Diversity. Mike learned a word today. Mike got out his thesaurus, and he read diversity, and I think he thought this was the old Groucho Marx show. And the more he said diversity, a duck was going to fall from the ceiling, and he was going to win a prize. But, Mike, I rarely do this. You're out of your mind. No candidate who wants to represent the people of the United States of America is going to say, you know what? I am really happy that the Ku Klux Klan is behind me. Let's be honest. And that's not political correctness. That's just good moral thinking. Because I don't care who you are. If you think the Ku Klux Klan is a fine organization that's not committing felonies, well, good. But I want you to stay in your hole. No, I don't. I want you to come out so I can identify you and steer clear of you. But I know this. No one is going to get elected. Even Donald Trump. And it doesn't seem like he could do anything wrong. He said he could shoot somebody and still get elected. But I think even his supporters would go, most of his supporters, his right-minded supporters would go, we can't go along with that. That's just not going to happen.
Although, to be fair, Hillary Clinton's the center of several FBI investigations, and a lot of her supporters are like, nah, that's fine.
That's fine. But again, Hillary is not coming out saying, you know, we should support a group that is going to try to lynch and kill a good portion of this country.
Still FBI investigations regarding national security. Hillary supporters don't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. That's fine. National security, top secret, classified documents.
Once you have a candidate, you don't want to hear anything bad about that candidate. But let me say this, since you brought up Hillary, and I know you're on the other side of the Democratic aisle, Bernie Sanders was expected to get his behind handed to him in South Carolina. Not nearly as bad as he did. He got thrashed. He got destroyed by Hillary Clinton. And you know why? Because people didn't turn out. All his supporters. We see these at the rallies. There was a huge rally at Chicago State the other night. There, he's opening campaign offices in Chicago. He had big rallies in South Carolina. Oh, man, people love Bernie. They're coming out, the millennials, the kids. They love Bernie. They're making signs. They're standing outside. They're waiting in line. They're crying when he talks. Oh, Bernie, 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 we love you. You know how many people under 30 came out to vote for Bernie Sanders the other night in South Carolina?
Not enough.
1 in 6 voters in South Carolina were under the age of 30. 1 in 6. So here's the thing. Bernie Sanders supporters, and that it's, again, it's fine if you, I don't care who you support, but support them for the right reasons, and don't support them with just lip service. Because if you, you can make all the signs you want. There was a big march on Michigan Avenue. Yes, was it yesterday? For Bernie Sanders.
Saturday.
Should I say, which was yesterday.
Oh, right.
So I am correct, because today is Sunday.
I don't know what day of the week it is.
That would have meant yesterday is Saturday, or was Saturday. So, and I'd say this for, if you support Donald Trump, if you support Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or John Kasich, who, I've been watching this show, The Circus, on Showtime, that I heard Roe talk about. Actually, my wife heard Roe talking about it and said, have you heard of this show, The Circus? It's the two guys from Bloomberg News and a political strategist who worked with George Bush in the past. He wears a cowboy hat. He seems very cool. And they've been following, documentary style, the primary on both sides of the aisle from the Iowa caucuses, and it's ongoing. And it is fascinating because they have access to the candidates, not unlimited. Sometimes they get shut out. Sometimes the candidates will talk to them more, but they're talking to supporters. They're showing these rallies. It's a great thing. If you have a chance and you want a really good behind-the-scenes look at both the Republican and the Democratic primaries, go to Showtime. It's on demand. Watch The Circus. Catch up. Even though you know the outcome of the Iowa caucuses and the South Carolina primaries and the New Hampshire primaries, it's still fascinating to watch. But so no matter who you support, the point is you've got to get out and get off the couch and vote. All these people who are going to boo-hoo if Bernie Sanders loses the primaries to Hillary Clinton and does not get the nomination, if you're represented by the kind of anemic numbers that came out in South Carolina to support him, then shut up. You have no reason to cry. Just like if you didn't go out and vote for whoever you're voting for, you have no reason to cry. All right. Look at this. I'm going to wrap this up because I know the boot is tightening on my neck. We have to get to the news. On the other side of the news, we're switching it up. We're going 100% Irish. We'll do that on the other side. It's WGN.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Pat Max Pack. Join the party to support St. Baldrick's and Pediatric Cancer Research on Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym. That's at 101st and Longwood in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood. It'll be a grand time. Lots of raffles, live Irish music, and all proceeds benefit St. Baldrick's and Pediatric Cancer Research. Pat Max Pack is dedicated to keeping the memory of Patrick Thomas McNamara alive through service and fundraising. You're invited to join Pat Max Pack Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym in Beverly.
All right, look at that. We are on time. Look, feeling good. I'll take, let me talk to Dave real quick since we have so much time. Hi, Dave, you're on WGN.
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
So here's my comment.
Yeah.
And it kind of plays off what you were just talking about. I think, and I've read Donald Trump's books, and I've looked into him a little bit on my own, and what I can decipher is that Donald Trump has his eye on a certain goal, okay, he's going to do whatever it takes to get there. And in this case, it's winning the election. That is the most important thing. So Donald Trump is going to be labeled contradictory. He's going to be a flip-flopper, et cetera, et cetera. That's fine if he can pick up votes because they all flip-flop. Okay, the point is that he's bringing issues to light. So regardless of what side you fall on the issue, Donald Trump is going to make your case, okay, and he's going to rack up voters for that. Ultimately, because it helps him in his goal of becoming president, which is the most important thing.
So do you, if I'm hearing you right, Dave, and correct me if I'm wrong, you don't think he really believes any of this. He's just saying whatever he thinks need to be said to whatever audience he's talking to.
Well, yeah, which is what all politicians do.
Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't really set him apart other than if we go with your thinking, then it's just his way of doing it differs so much, and that's what's angering.
Yeah, I don't think you can fault him for doing what he's doing because he's just doing it better, for a lot of people, than other politicians do it.
Well, that makes sense. I said before, he's a genius marketer.
Right. What it comes down to is, is who he surrounds himself with, okay, and the decision-making that he makes. Okay, he's not self-funding his campaign. I think that's a huge, huge point.
Right.
He doesn't have, and I think Hillary Clinton's political ambitions scare me. I think she's been in the game too long, just like most of them.
Well, Dave, I,
term, that's another issue, but,
I gotta get to the news, but I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. On the other side, we will talk to some folks from the Irish American Heritage Center. We'll talk about St. Patrick's Day. We'll think about beer. We'll hear some Irish music. We'll calm down just a little bit. Yes, it is time for the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is 7 o'clock. That's right. Here's Roger Badish.
Now, right now, most cloudy, rather, at O'Hare and 57. Record-breaking warmth today brought people outdoors, but in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood the day after the 102nd murder took place there, adults like Raven Lowry were keeping an eye on their kids.
When I was growing up, we can be outside. Long as it was the sun out, you know, it was okay, and it's just not like that anymore.
Preliminary records indicate murders in February have doubled over a year ago. King-like powers, that's what Skokie State Representative Lou Lang calls the sweeping power requested by Governor Rauner to move around state money. Lang told the Tribune's Rick Pearson on the Sunday Spin program that Rauner gave the legislature a bill saying, if you're not going to do all I ask, then at least do this.
And at least meant giving him strongest powers we've ever seen to move money around, to cut line items, to cut rates to providers, all without General Assembly oversight.
Lang says Rauner forgets that there are co-equal branches of government where the legislature should be his partner, not his employee. An Army staff sergeant assigned to the Pentagon's in custody in suburban Virginia. Ronald Hamilton being held on charges that include murder of a law enforcement officer. He's accused of fatally shooting a police officer after she answered a domestic violence call at his home. Authorities say a skier was killed after he was accidentally struck by another skier at a Pennsylvania resort. State police say he was skiing at Seven Springs Mount Resort on Saturday night. An Idaho sheriff says a 2-year-old girl was killed Friday night and 2 7-year-old girls remain hospitalized in fair condition after they were buried by snow and ice that slid off a roof of a cabin at a resort there. A lawmaker in Indiana says it's not fair that Lake and Porter counties are lumped in with Chicago and have tougher emission testing rules than the rest of the state. More from WGN's Veronica Carter.
The state Senate agrees with Senator Rick Niemeyer of Lowell, recently approving Senate Resolution 12, calling on the U.S. EPA to revise or eliminate the requirement that motorists from Lake and Porter participate in a vehicle inspection and maintenance program. Niemeyer says Illinois pollution is caused by thousands of out-of-state trucks daily passing through on the Borman Expressway and I-65. He says he plans to ask Congress to override the EPA if it insists on continuing emission tests, noting that no other drivers in Indiana are required to have their vehicles tested. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
Hustle Up the Hancock got underway this morning. The annual stair climb inside the John Hancock Center, sponsored by the Respiratory Health Association. President Joel Affrick says there are lots of climbers.
There are 4,000 climbers. They come from 20 states. They go up to their early 80s and all the way down to 6 years old.
All are raising $1 million for local research into lung ailments. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Spring has sprung at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show on Navy Pier from March 12th through the 20th. Join Frank Fontana in a live broadcast on Sunday, March 13th, and inject some flower power into your next design project. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
March.
It's that magical time of the year when everyone becomes an expert in the process of elimination.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts.
You aren't that good. Just saying.
For your shot at cash prizes and a 24-month lease of a Ford Focus. Register and play at WGNradio.com/bracket battle.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Geico
presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Checking WGN Sports. Earlier today, you heard right here on 720 WGN, the Hawks beating Washington 3-2. Hawks will have a few days off. They'll be in Detroit on Wednesday. College basketball, Milwaukee beat UIC. It was Ohio State upsetting 8th-ranked Iowa. And Wisconsin beating Michigan 68-57. Honda PGA Tournament, Adam Scott beating Sergio Garcia by a stroke. Checking WGN traffic. We've got some minor delays on the inbound Kennedy, also on the inbound and outbound Eisenhower, and the outbound Stevenson and the inbound Dan Ryan. Very, very minor delays there, not causing any major problems. And we don't see any accidents out on the expressways and tollways at this time. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, a slight chance of rain between 9 and midnight. Cloudy, windy, low around 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, a high near 50. Monday night is when things change. Snow and sleet likely. Possibly mixed with rain and freezing rain, becoming all snow after 1 o'clock, about 1 to 2 inches possible. Very windy, low around 28 on Tuesday, 70% chance of snow, cloudy, windy, with a high near 33. Temperatures right now, 52 at O'Hare, 56 Blue Island and Midway and along the lakefront. Winds out of the west at 24 with gusts up to 37 out at O'Hare. Next news, 7:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Tuesday's March 1st. Thank goodness. That means St. Patrick's Day is only a couple weeks away, and if you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in grand fashion, as the kids like to say, you need to head up to the Irish American Heritage Center. This year, there are two celebrations, because really, St. Patrick's Day cannot be confined to one day. I am happy to welcome in the Irish American Heritage Center President Gene Cooney and our old friends Patrick and Karen Kennedy, who are going to do some fine pipe and fiddle music for us, and the woman who handles all the PR for the Irish American Heritage Center, the one and only Kathy O'Neill. Welcome to everybody. Slancha, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks.
Hold on. There you are, Kathy. Are you on that one?
Yes.
There you go. There's too many. We got a lot of people on a lot of mics, which is always fun. So I know, Gene, you've been working very hard today, so you are wiped out. But tell us, why 2 days for the St. Patrick's Day celebration at the Irish
why
American
not?
Heritage?
Why not?
That's a perfect answer. Why not? So March 12th and March 17th, we're going to be kicking up our heels up there.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of people working on everything here. We have a March 12th. We want everyone to come from the parade.
Big parade downtown.
Right over to our place over there. And then March 17th is another, event there. And, Kathy O'Neill, my great public relations, she's going to be doing everything we can to, help us,
She keeps things moving along.
Yes.
I do.
So, all right, Kathy, we've got the day. We know that normally the Irish American Heritage Center does something after the parade. This year, because St. Patrick's Day falls on a Thursday, the city's doing the parade the Saturday before. All right, well, listen, we got to have a couple days. So people hear that, big St. Patrick's Day party, and unfortunately, people who haven't been to the Irish American Heritage Center think, well, they've seen some of the crowds at the parade. It's just going to be drunken debauchery. I can't take my kids there. I can't go there if I'm not wearing pants. It's going to be insane. That's not what's happening at all at the center, is it?
No. I mean, I want you to wear pants.
That's unfortunate.
It is. We have 86,000 square feet up on the northwest side. We have two big parking lots. We have music and dance on four stages. So it's a great way for the whole family to come out, maybe bring the kids, and then send them home later with grandma and grandpa and stay on. We have so many dance schools and music schools. It's a really good showcase of what we do all year long. Like Pat and Karen here, they teach music. They play all over the city, and they're going to play that day. And they just bring out such a great crowd. So it's a really good way for us to show our colors and show our pride and show what the Irish American Heritage Center means to the city of Chicago.
Well, let's get into that a little bit, because I've had the pleasure of being up there, and it's always a fun time at the Irish American Heritage Center. But for people who may not have been there, and I can't understand if you're Irish or even if you know someone who's Irish, why you haven't been there, what does the Heritage Center mean to the city and what goes on there on a daily basis? Because, you know, people go, of course, they're doing a big shindig on St. Patrick's Day. That's easy. But what do you do the rest of the year?
We wait for Irish Fest in July. No. No, we have a library, a museum, an art gallery. We have more than 100 events per year, from everything from a poetry reading to our big festivals. We have a choir, a theater company, music by the fireplace every weekend. We rent spaces for weddings and things like that. But what we do is we just try and educate people on what it means to be Irish, and really that's whatever you want it to be. Whether you want to come up for a drink on St. Patrick's Day, but you find out that you want to come back for a lecture. Right. That's what we find. People come up and they see how big the place is and what a beautiful job we do in showcasing Irish pride, that they want to come back and they might want to take a genealogy class or learn to speak the Irish language.
Well, that's what I was amazed at, and I want to get more involved in tracing the genealogy back, because everybody will tell you, oh, I'm Irish. But then when you start tracing your genealogy, you realize how much you really are from, you know, how much your roots are really in that country. It's fascinating.
Yes.
And walking around the center is great. Patrick and Karen have been coming in and hanging out with us since we were back in doing the overnight shows years and years ago.
3 in the morning.
Yes.
That was
fun. Well, listen, it was fun, but I'm sure these hours are a little more conducive to a musician. Well, I don't know. Late night is probably more conducive to a musician's lifestyle. But so you guys, explain the music classes and things that go on at the Irish American Heritage Center that you guys are a part of.
Well, I teach Irish tin whistle and uilleann pipes, which are a form of bagpipe that emerged in Ireland in the 1700s. And it's a very unusual looking and sounding apparatus. It has a bellows on it, so you pump on one side of your body and you play the bag on the other side of your body, and then try to squeeze out a melody on the chanter, the melody part of it. And funny, so
squeeze
so
out a melody. So that sounds nice.
Gotta be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. There's a little coordination involved. So I teach those, and Karen and I perform there pretty regularly. Also, our friend Noel Rice, his Academy of Irish Music, is there Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings as well, and he has a good group of kids learning flutes and fiddle and whistle and bowron.
And is it mostly kids who come up, or do you get
kids,
a lot of adults that come up and say, I've always wanted to learn to play
whistle? I get a mix of kids and adults. You know, it helps if you had some prior musical experience. I'm not going to kid you about that. But someone that's completely new to woodwinds might still be able to make a go of the whistle with some, you know, some hard graft.
Well, listen, we all weren't born with the gift of musical skills. And Karen, do you teach as well?
No, Pat's in charge of the teaching.
Pat does all the teaching. You do all the playing.
Yeah, the scheduling.
Very nice.
I couldn't do it without her.
Can we get an example of your fine music here?
I was just going to ask that, Gene. Boy, Gene's taking over.
Sorry.
All of a sudden, Gene's like, listen,
Mr. Noonan,
I'm the president of the Irish American Heritage Center. I'll say when the music plays. All right, Gene, take over. I know you guys have a show at the Crake, so you're probably used to calling the shots. That's fine.
We got the Crack on Thursday night, the Crack with Cooney and Keene, but I'd love to hear a little song with
Well, then,
sure.
Far be it from me to get in the president's way. So, Patrick and Karen, do you want to favor us with a little tune?
Sure. This is a couple of jigs called The Rolling Wave.
Are you going to squeeze out a melody?
And yes.
All right, good.
Squeeze out two melodies. One's called The Rolling Wave, and the second one is called Sean Bui, or Yellow John, meaning blonde-headed or toe-headed John. So, anyway, here we go.
Always exciting watching you get ready to squeeze.
Rolling wave,
Nicely done, Patrick and Karen Kennedy.
Thank you.
What is your guys' site? Is it still Peel Baggis Pipes?
Yeah, that's right, Peel Baggis Fiddle. It's easiest to find. It's just Google Pipes and Fiddle. It'll come right up.
There you go. And you guys will be at the Irish American Heritage Center as part of the St. Patrick's Day Festival. Two-day fest. It is happening on Saturday, March 12th, and, of course, on Thursday, March 17th. We'll get into more of that. We'll talk about some other events that are coming up at the center and hear some more fine Irish music. We'll do that on the other side, if that's okay with you,
yes,
President.
Sir.
All right. Got to check with the President, see if I can keep to the format. We'll do that next on WGN.
And it's Monday. We're hours away from Super Tuesday.
Is it Super Tuesday or Stupor Tuesday?
Ah! That's good. Use that one.
Note to self, never do promos during the carb wagon.
It's disgusting!
The Con Show back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Transformation starts with a choice. Choose to grow intellectually, personally, and professionally in Roosevelt University's College of Arts and Sciences. Students find many paths to their future in 16 quality master's and doctoral programs, from psychology to marketing communications, history to public administration, actuarial science to biology. Come find your future at Roosevelt University's graduate program fairs, held the first Tuesday of every month. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair. A graduate program that fits your goals and your values? Absolutely. Find it at Roosevelt University's Graduate Program Fair, happening Tuesday, March 1st in Chicago. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You know how much that hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on WGNRadio.com.
Get an MBA and get up in everyone's business. At Roosevelt University, the Heller College of Business has your future career in mind. Learn the latest business skills and the critical principles. Find an extensive network of connections to help you advance and learn from faculty with vast business experience. Choose from programs in MBA, accounting, human resource management, and real estate. Visit Roosevelt University's graduate program fairs held the first Tuesday of every month. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is there someone in your family with a disability or special need? Is their future care protected? Confused by complicated government benefits? Protected Tomorrows, a leader in assisting families with special needs, can help you. Protected Tomorrows has over two decades of experience creating life care plans for those with special needs. When you can't be there, they will. Get help now at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call 866-544-NEED. 866-544-NEED.
Tortured by Chicago police, a survivor of the John Birch era speaks out. How much has the department changed since then? It's Monday's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9. One of my favorite days of the year, St. Patrick's Day, is coming up, not just because of the usual reasons. St. Patrick's Day, also my mom's birthday, my parents' anniversary. It's been a big day in our house forever, and it is a huge day at the Irish American Heritage Center, which, if you do not know, if you have not visited the Irish American Heritage Center, it's at 4626 North Knox Avenue in Chicago. The phone number is 773-282-7035. Go to irish-american.org, get all the information, become a member, and Get your tickets early for the huge, huge St. Patrick's Day bash. Kathy O'Neill is here. She handles all the PR for the Irish American Heritage Center. The president and man who wants to take over this program, obviously, of the Irish American Heritage Center, President Gene Cooney is here. And our good friends, pipe and fiddle musicians, Patrick and Karen Kennedy, are here. And they, you heard them, as Patrick said earlier, squeeze out a melody just a little bit before. We'll get to more of that. Okay, so you mentioned, we went quickly, Kathy, over how many stages and how many things are going on. Besides music and the museum, what else can people expect when they come up on the 12th or the 17th?
We have about 20 or 25 vendors selling Irish gifts. Our museum will be open for tours. We'll have an art exhibit with local artists. We'll have our choir, the Irish Heritage Singers, performing a half-hour concert. There's a whole room of kids' activities, which is really nice. So a lot of people like to just come out and stop by and meet up with our different committees to see how they can become a volunteer or learn more about taking some of our classes.
And again, this is a year-round endeavor at the Irish American Heritage Center. Now, during Lent, you've got the Friday Fish Fry, which I will be there Friday.
Good.
So save a platter for me or two. And then you've got concerts there throughout the year. You've got lectures. You've always got stuff going on down there. Now, what are the hours for the 12th? Because we know it starts after the parade, right?
Yes. Everybody comes up after the parade, and we go from 1 o'clock actually till midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that, and that's the big full scale with the vendors and everything
else.
Now, how will that differ on Thursday the 17th when people come there for actual St. Patrick's Day?
Probably by about 4,000 people.
wow.
Yeah, on the 17th, because generally it's during
people
the week.
Working.
It is a Thursday this year. Sometimes people do take it off. It is a feast day. We go from noon until 10 p.m. And
okay.
The music is only in the, and dance is only in the 5th province. So
all
it
right.
goes from the whole building to just one room. But it's still a really great day.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And tickets available. You have to get tickets for the 12th. You need tickets for the 17th as well?
Yes. Okay. Tickets for the 12th are 12 in advance, 15 at the door, and then on the 17th, they're $10.
Okay.
And kids, always, for all of our events, 12 and under are free.
Very nice. And those, you can get those at the website, which again is irish-american.org.
Yes.
So you can go there. And then let me talk about this too, or you talk about it, I'll ask you about it. There's a big raffle going on, a big fundraiser raffle.
That, yes.
And is one of the drawings on St. Patrick's
yes,
Day?
Yes, we do a big drawing, for, on, during Irish Fest in July. But we do some small drawings, the first one being on March 17th.
Okay.
Tickets are $50. It's a great fundraiser. It's a great way for us to put money toward our mission. And some of the prizes are that you can win up to $10,000. I've gone in on a prize with my friends before and won some small prizes.
Nice.
But it's a really good way for us to raise money to put on the kinds of programs that we've been talking about here.
Very nice. Now, one of the programs we'll talk about after the news, if you guys are willing to hang around, is the big event coming up in April, the Irish American Heritage Center Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is just the list of people that have been inducted so far is phenomenal. So we'll talk about that. But I know President Gene Cooney will not let me rest if we don't hear a little more music before we go to the news from Patrick and Karen. You guys, are you prepared for another go-round?
Sure.
I have always. I will say this. Your enthusiasm, Patrick, has not changed whether we were on at 3 in the morning or whether we're on at 7 at night. It's wonderful to see some things remain constant. So what do you got for us now?
Yeah, we're up for it, all right. We'll do one called Devaney's Goat.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Very nice. Patrick and Karen Kennedy. Just Google Pipes and Fiddle. You guys play not just at the Irish American Heritage Center. I know you have a couple weekly performances. Where you go? Where can people catch you normally?
Well, coming up right now, we have several gigs throughout March. Two at the Irish Bistro on the night. Oh, actually, three at the Irish Bistro on Lincoln Avenue, just south of Irving Park. It's right by Grace and Lincoln. It's Wednesday night, the 9th, and Wednesday the 16th, 7:30 to 9:30, and then also on Parade Day, the 12th, at 10 a.m. So as soon as we finish that up, we're packing up and heading over to the center to do our afternoon gig on Parade Day.
Yeah, you guys are there in room 310 at 3:30.
That's
you guys
right,
and some friends. It'll be a big jam session, right?
Well, yeah, something like that. Yeah,
a lot of friends join in. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it should be good. And it's all happening at the Irish American Heritage Center. The big St. Patrick's Day bash is happening Saturday, March 12th from 1 o'clock. So after the big parade downtown, you head up there 1 o'clock until midnight. You can get your tickets now, and you can get them very reasonably, $15 for adults, $12 if you purchase them in advance, and kids 12 and under are always free at the Irish American Heritage Center. Irish-American.org is the website. Go there. We'll talk more with the folks from the Irish American Heritage Center on the other side of the news if they're willing to hang around. Let me check with the president. Is that okay?
That's all right.
All right, good. Listen, I don't want to do anything now. Kathy didn't tell me that I was under martial law, but that's always good. I need somebody to keep me in line.
Secret probation.
I know. We'll talk to them on the other side. It's WGN.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his 2-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
My good friend and longtime broadcast partner, Max Armstrong, has written a book entitled Stories from the Heartland. It's full of inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from Max's 40-plus years of reporting on the men and women who feed the world. I was honored to write the foreword, and I'm proud to recommend Max's book as a perfect gift for the WGN listener. Order your copy at WGNradio.com or by calling 312-222-5073.
Help fight lung disease and join WGN Radio at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers, Sunday, March 6th. Register at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Picked a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago! Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Irish American Heritage Center on the other side of the news, 7:30 on WGN. This report is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company. Here's Roger Battish.
Authorities in Indiana seeking information after 2 men and a teenager who were part of an African community were found shot to death last week inside a Fort Wayne home. Bodies were found Wednesday evening by officers responding to a problem unknown dispatch. Police Chief Gary Hamilton says each was shot multiple times. Safety Director Rusty York says authorities don't have any reason to believe the killings were a hate crime. Protesters urging a boycott of the Academy Awards congregated near the Dolby Theater where the awards are being presented. They're holding signs calling for more diversity in feature films, the protest organized by Reverend Al Sharpton. Lawmakers, educators, and teachers unions agree that the credibility of Indiana's standardized ISTEP, student testing, was damaged in 2015 when students performed poorly on a revamped version of the test that was plagued by glitches. Lawmakers are looking to replace the exam by 2017. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
I mean, I know he's a distinguished old coach, but I just can't get him off the phone. I got to get rid of him.
Hey, Cochran, stupidity's not a crime, Cochran. So guess what? You're free to go. You know what? I'm jealous of all the people who haven't met you.
Steve Cochran and his adoring fans.
You didn't even wear a helmet. They just put a decal on the side of your face.
Weekday mornings right before Bill and Wendy.
Bill and Wendy, they both got two brain cells. One's in a wheelchair, the other one's pushing.
On WGNRadio.com. Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
Hi, everyone. Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join me this summer on a tour of Prague and Vienna. This is the trip many of you have asked for. We leave June 30th on a 9-day tour at just over $4,200. We'll spend an evening in Vienna listening to the music of Strauss and Mozart. In Prague, we'll walk along the cobblestones and take in the beauty of that unspoiled city, with a stop in Bratislava along the way. More information at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call me at 847-606-6065.
Do you know a superstar kid doing great things? Nominate them for the Steve Cochran Kid of the Week, and they'll qualify for a $5,000 cash prize, courtesy of Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch. Details at WGNRadio.com/contests.
Checking WGN Sports, Hawks beaten Washington 3-2 today. Hawks will be back in action on Wednesday, taking on Detroit. In college basketball, UIC losing to Milwaukee. Iowa lost in a mild upset to Ohio State, 68-64, the score there. Wisconsin over Michigan, and in the Minnesota-Illinois game right now, Minnesota with a slight edge in the first half. Checking WGN traffic. Travel time's looking pretty good out there right now on the area expressways and tollways. No major delays of any significance, and we hope to keep it that way. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight. Slight chance of rain between 9 and midnight. Cloudy, windy, low around 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Windy, a high near 50. Enjoy it while you can. Monday night, snow and sleet likely, possibly mixed with rain and freezing rain, becoming all snow after 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 to 2 inches possible. Windy, a low around 28. On Tuesday, doesn't get any better. 70% chance of snow. Cloudy, windy, high near 33. Temperatures right now, O'Hare 52, Midway 56, Valparaiso 53, 56 along the lakefront. Winds are gusting out of the west at 37 miles an hour at the airport. Next news 8 or when news breaks and at WGNRadio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Conti will be here after 8 o'clock. She'll be answering your legal questions. So, if you've gotten yourself into a legal predicament, formulate your question and then get it in, and Karen will answer it as soon as she gets here. Try to get your questions in early because, as always, time with Karen goes fast, much like our time with our friends from the Irish American Heritage Center. The Irish American Heritage Center President Gene Cooney is here. The head of PR for all things Irish American Heritage Center, Kathy O'Neill, is here. And pipes and fiddle musicians, old friends of ours on the program, Patrick and Karen Kennedy, are here. They will be performing at the big St. Patrick's Day Bash. They're there all the time teaching music and performing. They perform all over the city. They'll be in room 310 at 3:30. And again, after the parade, after the big parade on Saturday, March 12th, you need to head up to the Irish American Heritage Center, which is at, as we always like to say, 4626 North Knox Avenue. And, man, it couldn't be easier. Get right off the Kennedy. Boom, you're there. No problems. They've got two parking lots. Parking probably a little dicey on the 12th, Kathy?
Yes, but we have some free shuttles that you can take. So we tell people to drive toward the building, and if it's filled up, we'll direct you to a lot nearby, and then you can take the free shuttles back and forth all day.
Perfect. See, we want everybody to be able to get in the building. And that day, music, food, vendors, the museum tours, everything about the Irish American Heritage Center. It's a great day. And then, If you're looking for fun on the actual St. Patrick's Day, you can go there, too, starting at what time again?
We start at noon. We have Mass at 11, and then the doors open at noon, and we go until 10 at night.
Very nice. All right, so let's hear, because we're going to get into something else. But before that, I've been told that the president would like to address us. Very, very rare to hear President Gene Cooney speak to us, but you wanted to say a little something.
I'm a man of few words. I'll tell you that right now. But I just want to say that all the volunteers that have forever, ever come out and put out for all the, you know, the...
all the different events and all the...
different events for 30 years, everything else, and everything else that they've had. And I really appreciate it, and I would like to give my kudos to them.
There you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, volunteers like to hear that.
Yes.
They do. They want to, you know, people don't mind volunteering, but they'd like, they don't expect a lot. But every once in a while, a little acknowledgement is nice.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, for so many years, they've been just behind us the whole way.
Yeah.
I really appreciate all their hard work. So.
No, it's people who keep things going, and people like Patrick and Karen and Kathy and everybody else, all the musicians and everybody else who makes these make these events so much fun, and they are. And let's talk about another big event, Kathy, that's coming up in the not-too-distant future in April. It's the big Irish-American Heritage Center Hall of Fame induction. How many years has the Hall of Fame been going?
This will be our sixth year.
And just I know there have been tons of great inductees. Just give us a handful.
Oh, sure. Mother Jones, Jimmy Cagney, John Huston, President Kennedy, Mayors Daily. One of the really important things is that we had Brian Noonan as our MC last year, and he has agreed to come back again this year. So
well,
really
I don't know. Don't let that dissuade anybody from either buying tickets or coming in. I'm honored and very proud to be. I was very happy to go last year, and I was proud to be asked back again. It's a wonderful event. Explain how the inductees are chosen, because people erroneously think that it's just Chicagoans who are eligible.
No, all over the U.S. And we have a voting body that's made of up of scholars and newspaper editors, people all over the country who are in the know in the Irish American culture business, as we call it. And then also people can vote. We have the voting begins in July, and then you can vote up through September. And this year we have a slate of 10 inductees. So and we pour through it very seriously.
And it's Irish Americans from all different sectors.
Yes,
correct?
Yes. Public service, religion, entertainment. I have personally nominated Scott and Mark Kelly, the astronauts, because they went to my high school, but also because they're worthy. But they're also very young, and so one day they'll make it. And Scott is just finishing up his year in space, so we're hoping in the future. We've had astronaut Eileen Collins, we inducted 2 years ago. So
very nice.
We're just really excited. Some of the people that we're inducting this year are Brian Dennehy, the actor.
He's wonderful.
With huge Chicago roots from his shows at the Goodman. Author Frank McCourt, Evangelist Ashes. Actor Spencer Tracy. Local businessman Dennis Healy of Turtle Wax. Former Chicago Mayor Edward Dunn, whose whole family is coming out, buying three or four tables. Nolan Ryan from the Texas Rangers, the Angels, and my beloved New York Mets. Father Andrew Greeley, local. Ann Sullivan, miracle worker, and pilot Emily Hanrahan Warner.
Wow. Yeah. It's quite a slate.
Well, especially with you at the helm.
Now, listen, I got to dress up. People get to see me all dude it up. Now, this is open to the public,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
It's not a jeans and T-shirt. It is a black tie affair.
No, it is a black
tie. This is a big fundraiser for the Senate.
It is, yes. It's Saturday, April 23rd. We have cocktail hour at 6:30 where the guests can go and go through our library, our museum, and our art gallery and take tours as well. Mm-hmm. And then the dinner starts at 7:30, and we usually have some really great entertainment, some step dancers, some musicians that tie into the categories.
And for those who haven't been there, for an inductee who is deceased, I know last year there were family members.
Yes.
Someone comes and represents the inductee. It's very nice.
Absolutely. And they're always very honored and quite moved. Rory Makeham from Makeham & Spain Brothers. He's local now, but when his father was inducted, they all came out, and it was a really emotional experience for these families. to come out and see their moms or dads or their grandparents getting honored.
And where is... Now, I know at the ceremony, there are huge banners, and, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Is there plans for a Hall of Fame where we could, you know, at the center where people can walk through and see the past inductees, things
yes.
like that?
Yes, yes. We have these beautiful banners and displays designed by our graphic artist, Laura Coyle. Mm-hmm. And what we'd like to do is find a dedicated area at the Irish American Heritage Center to put up these 51 or so banners to showcase all the beautiful work we've been doing. So we're just kind of working on that and trying to find the proper and the respectful place for it.
No pressure, President Cooney. Let's get on that. Get on the stick. There we go. So that's, again, that's April 23rd. Mm-hmm. And tickets, if people go to irish-american.org, they can get their tickets there, correct?
Yes. And Brian was wondering, should he rent the tux or buy it? You always err on the way of buying.
Well, yeah, because I rented it last year, and I thought, well, I'm not comfortable wearing pants that a teenager became a man in a week before a prom. So I think this year I may have to pull the trigger and actually buy it.
A lot of talk about not wearing pants. I really want to stress
well,
that
no, I
you
wore
should
the
wear pants.
Pants
to the center.
You know I
yes,
wore pants.
Yes,
but
yes.
someone else had worn them previously.
Yes.
And that
well, you do clean up well.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you clean up well. So
thank
I'm going to say buy it. Just buy
all
the
right.
tux.
I'll buy the tux. It's a write-off, isn't it? Sure.
Yes.
You're not my accountant. You, but, yeah, look. Now, if I'm buying it, I should go black. Traditional
oh,
black.
Yes.
I don't
absolutely.
Want any ruffles.
No, and no green. Not necessary.
No. See, that's what I liked. I liked everybody there. It was a black tie. Little touches of green,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there was nobody in a green tux.
No.
Trying to be a goofball.
No.
Dressed
no,
like the
no.
Riddler. All right. Listen, before I let you guys go, I would be remiss if I, and President Cooney would probably slap me on the back of the head if we did not hear a little more music from Patrick and Karen. Do you have? Can you squeeze me out another melody?
I think so.
That's the energy
we'll
we're
try.
Looking for. That's what we need. I know it's hard. I know you've got to fill the bellows. You're like, oh, dude, I got to blow into this again. This is a lot of hassle.
Right.
All right. Well, listen.
This thing the right way.
Yeah, point it down, however you got to do it.
Okay.
That's the kind of energy you will see if you go to St. Patrick's Day at the Irish American Heritage Center. And Karen Kennedy,
thank you.
Old friends of ours. You can catch them all the time around town and at the Irish American Heritage Center. Where can people find your schedule?
Well, you can certainly visit us on Facebook under Pipes and Fiddle, and also on our website. The URL is a bit ugly. It's easy to just Google Pipes and Fiddle. We'll come right up.
Just Google Pipes and Fiddle. Mm-hmm. Find out where Patrick and Karen can't. Patrick and Karen Kennedy are performing around town. They're always somewhere on March 12th at the big St. Patrick's Day Festival at the Irish American Heritage Center. They will be performing at 3:30 in room, what room did I say?
310 at 3:30.
That's not confusing at all.
No,
but if you're up there, just get up there at 1 o'clock. That's when everything kicks off. 1 o'clock until midnight on the 12th. And then on March 17th from noon to 10, it's all happening at the Irish American Heritage Center. A wonderful, wonderful event. Go to irish.american.org to get all the information. And buy your tickets ahead of time because they're cheap. But they're cheaper if you buy them in advance. $15 at the door for adults, $12 in advance. And bring the kids because if the kids are 12 and under, they are always always free at the Irish American Heritage Center. Go there for fish fries during Lent. Buy your tickets for the big Hall of Fame induction ceremony where I actually drink beer while in a tuxedo. It's phenomenal. All the kids are talking about it. It was all over Twitter. So, no, it wasn't. Who would tweet that except for Kathy? So my thanks again to the president of the Irish American Heritage Center, the man of few words, Gene Cooney. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. Patrick and Karen, always great to see you guys. Thanks for always coming on the show, and we will see you up there. And, of course, the queen of public relations, the woman who puts the Irish in Irish American Heritage Center, the one and only Kathy O'Neill. Always good to see you.
Thanks
Did I
for
miss
having
anything?
No, that was really
good. We got everything?
Yeah, thank you.
Look at that. I've done this before. All right, I'll see you guys on Friday for fish, and then we'll see you at St. Patrick's Day, and then you'll probably throw me out and rescind my invitation for the Hall of Fame. But that's neither here nor there. All right, when we come back, who knows what's going on, but something will be happening here on WGN.
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
Yes, none other than that chair-borne mass of unpredictable intellect, Nero Wolfe.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tender Leaf Tea present Edgar Bergen.
Wrap up your weekend with Carl Amari and Lisa Wolfe as they revisit the lost art of radio theater. WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A graduate program that fits your goals and your values? Absolutely. Find it at Roosevelt University's Graduate Program Fair, happening Tuesday, March 1st in Chicago. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Holy cow! Come out and join us at the world's happiest happy hour and toast to Harry Caray on Tuesday, March 1st. We'll broadcast from 3 to 7 at Harry Caray's Italian Steakhouse in River North. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
All right, noon and on 720 WGN. Karen Conti coming in a few minutes. We'll talk to her about this Aaron Andrews case, which is getting a lot of attention. Have you been following that, Roger and Cody? Do you know? Does Cody even know who Aaron Andrews is? That's the question of the day.
I think he does.
Well, let's find out, Roger. Cody, do you know who Aaron Andrews is?
No idea.
No idea, what? Roger. He has no idea.
Who is that?
She started as a sideline reporter for ESPN, a very attractive young woman.
Dancing
with the Stars. Yes, the woman. She's not a girl. The woman who was peeped on in a Kentucky hotel room.
I gotcha.
Yes. I don't. You weren't here last week when I riled people up with an offhand comment, so which is always the case. I love to rile them up. But, yeah, so we'll talk about the Aaron Andrews case. We'll talk about if it's possible to open up the libel laws in the country, if any president could do that. You know, we are the show that is counter-programming. That's our job. We're on during the big football game. Now we're on during the Oscars. Anytime there's a television program that will draw millions and millions of listeners worldwide, they put this program on as counter-programming. And we are happy to carry that mantle. Would you say that's accurate, Cody?
Yeah.
All right. So
well, that's because you're a winner.
I'm not
in
a loser.
Every
I'm not
way
a loser.
Possible.
Listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm not a loser.
Okay.
You're not. I have nothing to add to that. You look at them. You're like, what do you have to add to this? Nothing.
What do you have to add to
award.
Tell you something. Let me tell you something, Cody. You don't have it. You're a choke artist. All right.
I'm a choke artist.
A choke artist. You're over there. You're sweating through your suit. I don't need a producer who sweats.
I don't wear suits. Not here.
No.
You got to work on it just a little bit because he.
I don't.
Every
I,
other
no,
sentence he doesn't finish the sentence.
Me?
No, not you.
Not you.
Trump. So, in his, he's working on it. It's a work in progress.
No, it's not. I'm done. So who's going to win the Oscars? I know they're on. I don't know. I feel so horrible because I got to be honest. I haven't seen any of the nominated films.
You're kidding.
This year. I have not seen any of them. I used to go to the. I've seen. I saw Creed, so I know.
Okay.
I think Sylvester Stallone should win. There you go. Because I saw that movie, so he should win. But I have no idea. And I used to go see all the movies. I used to be at the movies all the time.
Uh-huh.
So, Best Picture nominees, The Big Short, I heard it's great.
Yeah,
Bridge
it's
of Spies.
Good.
I
pretty
wanted
good.
To see it. Sure, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, about a girl who
it.
Moves from Ireland to Brooklyn. I should
mm-hmm.
see that. I saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, excellent.
I didn't understand it. It was, you know.
So far, Nick DiGiglio is batting 1,000.
Why?
Well,
I know Nick loved Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
Just from his social media feeds alone, I thought he was a stockholder in this film. I thought maybe he had invested with the film company. I thought Nick was getting back end points for Mad Max
he
Fury Road.
He may very well be. Well, I'm
he
not sure.
Loved it.
But the two screenplay awards, he nailed them already.
Oh, really?
The original screenplay, Spotlight, and the adapted screenplay. You know, from another
sure.
source.
It adapted used to be from something else?
Right.
is that how that works?
Well, it used to be from, they used to have a different name for it a long time ago, and it went to The Big Short. So those are the two
right.
winners so far.
For
and
the,
he nailed
screen
both
plays.
Yeah.
All right, now I was told, and for those of you who are thinking, oh man, I can't wait till 2 a.m. because Nick's going to come on and give his recap of the Oscars like he does every year, and we love that. Yeah, Nick's off tonight. I'm in. We will have audio and stuff. We will talk about the Oscars. So it'll be fun. And I'll, of course, want to get your thoughts if you're still up then. So, the Martian, I didn't see, but, The Revenant.
Just saw it the other week.
How was it?
It was very good. Not what I thought it was going to be at all.
Now, I forget what awards, maybe it was the Golden Globes, they had that listed as a comedy. Now, from the trailers, it doesn't look very funny to me.
No, it's not.
I was going to say, it looks like a very serious drama about a guy trapped in space.
Yeah.
And yet they called
actually
it
brought
comedy.
A tear to my eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I read something, or saw something, some sort of media got into my head, that Matt Damon, they needed him to cry, and so the director... Finally, after 2 years of Matt Damon basically being alone, filming all his scenes,
right.
into his space helmet, they played the audio of the other characters. So for the first time in 2 years, he heard the voices of his cast
right.
members, and that's how he began to cry.
Oh,
so I thought, wow, that's pretty good for motivation.
Yeah.
And Spotlight, which it's on pay-per-view.
Right.
And Friday I said to my wife, all right, after dinner we're going to watch Spotlight. How's that sound? She said, that sounds great. And you know what we did?
What?
Nothing. We watched something because she said, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm afraid I'll fall asleep. We'll watch it tomorrow. Well, Saturday, you know I sell brushes in Wisconsin
right.
on Saturday.
Yeah.
So by the time I got home and we ate dinner, it was 8:40.
Oh.
There was no chance we were
yeah.
watching a serious drama. I can barely stay up till 9 o'clock anymore because I'm
yeah.
feeble. So they're saying, according to this, which was from the USA Today, their critics are picking the spotlight, because I was going to watch it on the cable. Spotlight. They're saying The Revenant will win, but Spotlight should win.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Revenant either. I know that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Doesn't he fight a bear? There's something in the wilderness. It looks like Grizzly Adams mixed with, I don't know, some other movie.
Grizzly Adams, who's on a diet.
A really good-looking frontiersman.
Yeah.
I read an interesting article about The Revenant.
Did you?
About how... Sure. There's some criticism that this shouldn't actually give Leo an Oscar for this, because they forced him to go through basically physical pain to complete this role. And the criticism is Hollywood shouldn't be about having to put an actor, like an actor's worth shouldn't be determined by basically torturing them.
Oh my God, everybody who's won, a lot of best actor and best actress winners have done some sort of physical change, or they've got, that's exactly why they're getting awarded for this, because of the effort that it took for them to perform this role. That's why guys in comedies rarely win awards, because it's not easy, but they make it look easy. But when you have to play someone with an affliction, when you have to play someone who's caught in the wilderness battling a bear, that's, oh man, those are the chops that the Academy is looking for, as long as you're white.
But
if you're an actor of color, it doesn't matter.
Did you see Breaking Bad?
Did I see the series Breaking Bad?
The series Breaking Bad?
I did not.
Okay, because Brian...
There's the phone. Why don't you
get
that?
I'll get it later. Brian Cranston...
Wait, is that my pizza?
It's not important.
Wait a minute. We got... Stop! The boot's on my neck. We got to do this.
What? No, we have a second. It's a short break.
All right. You told me... Okay, go
ahead. I got this. I'm all over this. Listen, what I'm saying is Brian Cranston is... I mean, it's some of the best acting anyone's ever seen.
Brian Cranston's a great actor.
Unbelievable. He doesn't have to go through any physical pain. He's just good. It doesn't matter.
If Leonardo DiCaprio was not a good actor, it wouldn't have mattered if they put him through physical agony or not. He still can do a good job. I'm not saying he should win. I don't know. I didn't see the film. I want to see a bear, though, wrestle a man. Maybe not even in film. Maybe I'd like to see that for real. Hey, it's news time, and then Karen Conti is going to be here. Do you have a legal question? Of course you do. We all have legal questions. 312-981-7200. Karen, after the news on WGN.
Andrew Ladd is back where he belongs with your Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started.
I don't know. You need a place to stay? I got a garage.
Yeah.
I got you penciled in the second line, dude. So I suggest you be ready.
First line?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. I got him in the second line unless he's ready to play on the first line.
Coach Steve Cochran.
Just call him that. He gets weird if you don't.
Welcomes back Andrew Ladd.
Very grateful and excited to be back in a Hawks uniform.
Start every day with the Blackhawks conversation on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right. Getting some reports via the text line that the Oscars are very bland. I don't know. I wanted to see. I'm going to listen afterwards. I want to listen to Chris Rock's monologue, opening monologue. I love Chris Rock. I think he's brilliant. So I think I'm hoping he did a good job.
The Twitterverse is giving him thumbs up.
Well, if the Twitterverse loves him, then he must be beloved. Oh, unlike me, who is getting bashed on the camera. Hey, look at the time. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. This report of news is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. I say this only once. It is now 8 o'clock. And with the news on time, here's Roger Badish.
Cloudy and 52 at O'Hare. The record-breaking warm weather Sunday brought families out to area parks, but in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood, there was added precaution among parents like Anthony Jackson.
I know it's about the gangbangers and probably some drug dealers, but they need to wake up and realize that their kids are out there playing, just like my kids are out there playing.
The park where the Jacksons were playing is a block away from where Chicago's 102nd murder this year took place on Saturday. And preliminary statistics show that there were twice as many homicides this February in Chicago than last year. Archdiocese of Chicago is handing over the historic Shrine of Christ the King Church to a group that plans to rebuild the 92-year-old structure. The church sustained extensive fire damage last October and was scheduled for demolition. A community group raised $1 million to help with repairs. Reverend Canon Matthew Tallarico was glad the structure will be saved.
We are joining ourselves into this great legacy, which has made our city great, by rebuilding not only this
beautiful church, but by rebuilding our community.
The church was designated a local landmark in 2004. Hillary Clinton is looking past Bernie Sanders, with Sanders lagging in delegates and likely facing greater losses on Super Tuesday. Clinton's team is turning their focus to unifying the party. Speaking today in Nashville, she said she is looking forward to debating any of the Republican candidates should she win the Democratic nomination for president. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is endorsing Donald Trump at a rally with Trump in Huntsville, Alabama today. Sessions said he told Trump, "This isn't a campaign, this is a movement." GOP senator said nobody's perfect, but that at this time in American history, we need to make America great again. Authorities in northwestern Mexico say 8 adults and 2 children killed when a bus carrying a group of evangelical Christians went off a mountain road, crashed down about 150 feet into a ravine. All but 3 of the other 29 people on board suffered injuries. Skokie State Representative Lou Lang says Governor Rauner is sending bad messages by threatening to shut down Illinois' public universities. Speaking on WGN's The Sunday Spin program with Rick Pearson, Lang says Rauner's actions are doing more than sending the wrong message.
Aside from what he's doing directly to the universities, the failure to sign the bill for MAP grants, which are the scholarships for lower-income college students, was just really appalling.
And Chicago State University may lay off 900 employees, and Western Illinois is cutting $20 million from its budget due to Illinois' financial troubles. 4,000 people involved in today's Hustle Up the Hancock, the charity event sponsored by the Respiratory Lung Association. It's an annual climb up the stairs of the John Hancock Center. Association President Joel Afric says participants ranged in age from 6 to 80 plus, all for a common cause.
We support local programs, local research, and local policy change to help people who breathe.
They are trying to raise $1 million for lung disease research. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Pat Max Pack. Join the party to support St. Baldrick's and pediatric cancer research on Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym. That's at 101st and Longwood in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood. It'll be a grand time. Lots of raffles, live Irish music, and all proceeds benefit St. Baldrick's and pediatric cancer research. Pat Max Pack is dedicated to keeping the memory of Patrick Thomas McNamara alive through service and fundraising. You're invited to join Pat Max Pack Friday, March 11th at St. Barnabas Gym in Beverly.
Spring has sprung at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show on Navy Pier from March 12th through the 20th. Join Frank Fontana in a live broadcast on Sunday, March 13th, and inject some flower power into your next design project. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
March.
It's that magical time of the year when everyone becomes an expert in the process of elimination.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts.
You aren't that good. Just saying.
For your shot at cash prizes and a 24-month lease of a Ford Focus. Register and play at WGNradio.com/bracket battle.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You know
Don't
how
do
much that.
That
hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on WGNradio.com.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks beat Washington 3-2. They will visit Detroit on Wednesday. In college basketball, Milwaukee beat UIC, Ohio State upsetting Iowa, Wisconsin over Michigan, and right now they are at the half, and Minnesota has a 10-point lead over Illinois. In the Honda Open PGA Tournament, Adam Scott beat Sergio Garcia by a stroke. Checking WGN traffic, couple of accidents out there, none of them causing any delays on any of the roadways, except roads being closed off for local accidents in order for police to continue their investigation. One accident in Evanston at Kedzie and Hinman. An accident at Route 45 at Cortland Street with injuries. Accident also in Route 59 at Apple Valley Drive. Route 19 between Campus Drive and Shales Parkway is closed due to fire department activity. An accident on Route 83 at 22nd Street. A disabled vehicle is blocking the right lane on the northbound Stevenson right before King Drive. One lane is getting by there from I-355 to Lakeshore Drive. Again, no major delays whatsoever, even on the road we just mentioned, the Stevenson. Longest delays on any of the roads that are seeing problems is 4 minutes. So travel time still looking pretty good out there. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Slight chance of rain tonight between 9 and midnight. It'll get down to 35. Very windy conditions. Windy conditions continue tomorrow as we get up to 50. And Monday night, we start seeing snow and sleet, possibly mixed with rain and freezing rain, and becoming all snow after 1 o'clock Monday night. Tuesday morning, 1 to 2 inches possible. Very windy again, gust up to 30 miles an hour, a low around 28. And on Tuesday, a 70% chance of snow, cloudy, windy, high near 33. Right now, 46 at O'Hare and Skokie, 50 at Midway, 51 along the lakefront. Winds out of the northwest to 24, gusting up to 31 out at O'Hare. Some light rain reported out there now. Next news 8:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's what we say every Sunday night after the 8 o'clock news. Let's do it. Let's start talking some law. Karen Conti is here, as she always is, 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question, a legal conundrum, you are tied up in the courts, Karen can help. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. And I just want to tell you this, just to start things off. Got a text a few minutes ago saying that, just to confirm, Karen Conti does answer people's emails. Because I know we give your phone number and email out and tell people they can contact you during the week. And a lot of people say that. I tell people to contact me. I don't talk to anybody. That's a lot of hogwash. But you...
False advertising.
Right. Yeah. I don't tell them. I never make any proclamation that I'm going to contact them back. But you do. You say you'll get back to people, and they... Somebody said you do get from the 847, just a confirmation that Karen Conti really does answer your emails.
Yeah, I do.
So there you go.
I do.
Well, since we brought it up, what is your email?
My email is kconti@kcontilaw.com. And you can always call me, too, 312-332-7800.
Now, do you actually answer the phone?
I don't always answer the phone when I'm in the office, just because I can get very distracted.
You got a lot going on.
You know, the rules of you know, being a good worker, I was always taught to, like, take all the calls and then at a certain time return them all at your convenience
so that
you can get them all done, but you don't get distracted in your paperwork and all the other things.
But people get responses, and they get, and emails are always better anyway, as you've said, because then people can give you all the details of their question, and you can figure out what they need, what you need to ask them when you call them.
Or if I need to refer them to an agency, I can just go ahead and hit the send button and give you all the information you need.
All right. So one of the big stories this week, and it's a story that's been going on for years, Erin Andrews, the sportscaster, the Dancing with the Stars host, she's a media personality. A number of years ago, a video was released because a guy in a room next to her in a Nashville hotel videotaped her while she was changing and then put that video on the internet. Millions of people saw it. Now she's suing not only that guy, but she's also suing the hotel, saying that they allowed this man to be that close to her. What do you make of this case?
Well, I think it's a really good lawsuit. I do. And, you know, the hotel owes a duty to its patrons to make sure that they're safe. That's why we have security. That's why there are key cards now instead of regular keys, because it's not safe. And so you have to, as a hotel patron, you have a right to expect that, and it's a duty. And when they breach that, then they're responsible for the damages. And in this case, the person at the front desk basically told this guy, yeah, she's here, and here's the room she's in.
Oops.
I mean, when you do that, and particularly because she's a celebrity, but maybe they didn't know that, you are just inviting disaster. And people should be trained better. People should have been patrolling a little bit more. Apparently, he did something to the peephole to facilitate his videotaping. He had done it before. Not that that particularly matters in this particular case. But I think that this is a case that's going to set a precedent. And I think that when you have a
high-profile case like this, and it was a, you know, disastrous for her. I hear people talk about how it's good for her career. You know what? No woman wants to be seen naked.
No.
You know, and it's being. I think the stat in the trial was that it's being seen every like few seconds. People are still looking at it online. It's humiliating. It's devastating. It's a huge breach of privacy, and it was totally avoidable. I think this is going to set a precedent. It's going to change the way hotels talk to people, give information to people, and it's going to heighten the safety in a hotel. And I think that this there might be a big verdict here.
How where do you think dollar wise it might go? Now that we're talking, let's talk about the hotel first. Where do you think it might go for this?
You know, the problem is that there's no hard damages, meaning like we can't say she lost a contract or she is out this many dollars. I think what you're going to have to do as a lawyer for Aaron is to make an argument that we have to send a message here. And that even though we don't want a windfall for Aaron, she doesn't need the money, nor does she want your money, we have to have the hotel pay for this so that it won't happen not only here but other places as well. So it's a question mark. The answer to your question is, who knows? It could be that they say it's $100,000. We think that's fair to compensate her. Or it could be in the millions of dollars if they feel strongly that the hotel really just fell down in their obligations.
And what about for the actual peeper?
Well, I don't think he's going. I don't think it's going to matter so much what the judgment is because
right,
he's collectible.
No, I'm
sure
right.
He isn't. Although, interestingly, this guy, from what I understand, was not a complete loser. I mean, he had a job,
right.
You know, and he had a kind of a responsible job, and he was an educated guy. So him doing this was very odd, and he did try to sell it to TMZ, which didn't buy it, which is kind of odd. But yeah, I'm not quite sure what his deal is. I'm sure they're going to get a huge judgment against him, and if they want to try to collect it, it's like the OJ case.
Right.
You know, they're going to try to collect it for the rest of his life.
Well, and it's fine. I remember when this happened and when the video was released, and I'm probably one of the few people, I didn't see the video, because I think it's, if people put out their own video or if they're, whatever, that's fine. But this is kind of thing is wrong. Plus, you also think, you know, there's a good chance, you hear all the time that viruses are attached to these, whatever. But it's wrong to have watched this. Is this going to set a precedent for other victims of this kind of crime who may or may not be celebrities? If I'm just, you know, a man or a woman and somebody surreptitiously videotapes me and releases it, is Aaron Andrews' case going to help me prosecute somebody?
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I think in a civil case like this, which is just plaintiff against defendant, you don't really get to use precedent with the jury. The jury gets to decide on a case-by-case
right.
basis what, you know, what the damages are. And, you know, Aaron Andrews, it's not like Aaron Andrews is so special and her breach of privacy is more severe, but in some ways she's got a better argument because here she is a person that people know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't have been a big deal had she been, you know, Joe Blow. And now that she's still in the public light, people are still looking at this video, which is still on the internet. So I think that her damages are going to be more than the average person, but certainly this is going to, I think, change the way hotels view their obligations in a hotel setting. Now, you know, what's interesting is that their argument is that this was a criminal act of a third person. And generally the law says that if there is a criminal act that sort of intervenes, that the hotel's not responsible for some. So if someone walked into a hotel lobby with a gun
right.
and shot up everybody, the hotel could make a very good argument that what are we going to do? The hotel lobby's open. It's a public place.
Right.
You can't, you know, have a metal detector in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel. And therefore, that they probably wouldn't have liability for that. But something like this that they could have prevented with certain rules and training, I think makes this a different case.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to follow. And I know her dad gave very emotional testimony
yes,
the other
I
day
saw
saying that she is not the person she used to be. And I can imagine. I mean, I'm not one of those people who thinks that this had to be awful for her.
Yeah.
Forget her career. Forget it. It's awful on a personal basis. So I can understand him giving that kind of testimony. And it'll be, do you think she's going to, and I don't, has she testified or do you think she's going to testify?
I don't think she has testified. I know that they played the video. They emptied out
Ugh,
the courtroom.
Right.
They got all the media out of there. And apparently some of the jurors were looking away and didn't want to watch it. And she
yeah.
apparently was crying and left the courtroom. So I think her testimony is going to be very, very important to this case because
right.
she is going to be able to articulate, you know, what she went through as best she can.
Yeah. All right. Karen Conti is here. She's answering answering your legal questions. A couple are coming in now. We'll get to those after this. 312-981-7200 is the phone. That's the text as well. If you have a legal question, be sure to get it in quickly because time is always short. But since time is short and people miss out, how do they get a hold of you during the week?
You can email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com, or call me at 312-332-7800.
More with Karen on the other side. It's WGN.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You know how much that hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not even going. I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on 720 WGN.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is there someone in your family with a disability or special need? Is their future care protected? Are you confused by complicated government benefits? Protected Tomorrows, a leader assisting families with special needs for over two decades, can help you. Protected Tomorrows will set up a tailored care plan for the rest of your loved one's life. When you can't be there, they will. Get help now at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call 866-544-NEED. Protected Tomorrows has a passionate, dedicated team of professionals who have a personal connection with a special needs community nationwide. They understand the concerns of families like yours. Protected Tomorrows will bring you peace of mind for the years ahead. Get help at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call now 866-544-NEED. That's 866-544-NEED. 866-544-NEED.
I was going to tell Karen what we've got coming up, but she's just going to have to get ready and deal with it. Surprises. Hey, get the stories that make this city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. Karen Conti is here. She is answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. Let's start with a text, if we can, from the 708. Now that it's legal to carry a firearm with a permit, is it by default now legal to carry a non-lethal defense weapon, such as a SAP or blackjack? Boy, I haven't heard those terms in a while. Ugh. I don't want to carry a gun, but if I get mugged, I could use a blackjack on the mugger and not worry about stray bullets, etc. A SAP blackjack is a pocket-sized leather strap that will make the mugger see stars when hit with it. Chicago cops carried them routinely in the 60s and 70s.
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. First of all, I've never heard of that, by the way.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're a little leather thing. And they've got lead in the end.
Yeah, I can picture it.
Boom.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the law it probably hasn't changed. If it was legal to carry those before, it's not going to be changed by the fact that you can now have concealed carry. But that would be something, if you wanted to email, I would probably take a look and see if there's a statute that covers that. I don't know the answer.
Right. Well, that's a good question, though, because you would think, well, if I can, you have to have a permit to carry a gun. I wonder if they're going to start giving permits to carry. Do you need, if I was carrying, like women carry mace, or does some guys carry mace, things like that, do you need a permit for that?
No, you don't. But there are certain rules about knives and things like that, whereas if it's a certain
blade size.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to bone up on that, and then next time we talk, I will tell everybody what the rules are.
Very nice. Let's go to Tim. He is in the western suburbs. Hi, Tim.
Hi. My question was, are there just as many men and women from the Chicago area becoming lawyers now compared to 25 or 30 years ago? Is it still as an attractive profession now as it was back then?
Hi, Tim. I think you're a longtime listener, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You know, it is. You know, when I went to law school about 30 years ago, whoa, do the math on that. Get out your abacus, or is it abacai? We are just approaching that 50-50 mark where there were half females and half males in the class. And then just after, 1985 or so, it is 50-50. It is equal. And that's not surprising. I think it is an attractive field for people, although there is a glut of people in law schools now and a glut of lawyers.
Right.
And as we all know, students have been suing the law school saying that they didn't advise them that there weren't going to be jobs out there. Jobs have been cut. Salaries have been diminished. So I think people continue to go to law school because they don't want to go out into the working world because with just an undergraduate degree,
right,
they feel like they're not going to get a job. So they might as well stay in school and get that MBA or JD and maybe both of them. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you see a lot of kids now getting both an MBA and a law degree at the
right
same time. It's a little more difficult now to maintain, your job situation in the working world. And I think women still have a hard time reaching the top of the profession in that if they want to stop and have children, it's very difficult in the practice of law. Working part-time as a lawyer is very difficult.
All right, Tim, hope that answers your question. Thank you for the call. Another text question. And I know you did a lot of work on updating the new family law, the divorce,
yes,
laws and things like that, and support. What is the law concerning child support and a disabled person on disability paying said support to the courts? Then they say, why people have children without a plan boggles my mind.
So this is a father or mother who's disabled who has to pay child support. Is that how you're reading it?
I think so.
When you're on disability, when you're on Social Security disability, you get a certain amount. And if you have dependents, there is a percentage or a certain amount that goes directly to those dependents.
Okay.
So you don't really even have to pay the support. It automatically goes to them. Now, will a judge sometimes order you to pay more? Generally not, because the amount you get on Social Security is really barely enough to live.
Okay.
And so that amount is deemed to be sufficient to take care of your dependents.
All right. Very good. Now, this is interesting because, we talk to you and you give good advice to people, and people have been backing that up for years. We know that. But there's a lot of lawyers. Is there a website or other source to review a lawyer's past performance other than choosing Karen? How does a person find a good, responsible lawyer?
Really excellent question. And there is no good place.
There should be, shouldn't there, though?
Well, but the problem is, how do you assess how a lawyer does?
Exactly. If you win for me, you're great.
Right. I mean, let's take a person like Dan Webb. Dan Webb is one of the best lawyers in the country. He's here in Chicago. He works for a good law firm. He charges huge amounts of money. He's been on every high-profile case you can possibly imagine. But he loses a lot of them. Why? Because he represents the tobacco industry, because he represents George Ryan, because he represents politicians who have been accused. And he's going to lose a lot of these cases,
right,
because he takes on the hard cases. I mean, he's the person you hire when you have a serious, horrible problem. So if we were to look at his results, he wouldn't come up anywhere near the top.
Sure.
Okay. But he's an excellent lawyer if you've seen him in court. But how do we have that assessed? How do
yeah,
we
that assess- makes,
does
right
he return phone calls? Is he a nice guy? Is
right
he good in court? Does he write well? How do we determine that?
Is he a snappy dresser?
Yeah. And I guess what I would say is this. You're not going to pull up the first person that comes up on the website search. So if you say, like, divorce lawyers, and you get that lawyer.
Right.
Well, someone paid to have his name come up first.
Yes.
So that is not the person, or the person whose name is on the bench or on the back of the phone book. That's really...
But those bench guys usually are very attractive.
Well, but you just want to sit on them.
No. Wow. Hold on.
Well, and a lot of these lawyers, I'm not going to say all of them, but some of them actually pay to do that. They don't even handle the cases, and then they refer
really
them out to other lawyers and make money on it.
Nice.
So, okay, whatever. That's what they do. So I think the best thing you can do, you can look at the ARDC, Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission. You can tell if a person has insurance. You can tell
okay
if a person has been sanctioned or have been disciplined. But most lawyers haven't been disciplined, and even if they're a bad lawyer, they haven't been disciplined. And there's a thing called Martindale-Hubbell. Martindale-Hubbell will rate by peer review the different lawyers. And, again, mm-hmm, that's very limited, and that's what other lawyers think,
right,
not so much what clients think. So, again, You're going to go to a professional. If you have a will, go to that will lawyer and ask for the divorce lawyer. Or if you have an accountant or a professional, ask that person. Do you have a person in this field who is, you know, concentrates in this area, whether it's patent or eviction or whatever it is, that you know, and get a word of mouth referral. That's really the best way to do it.
That makes sense. That's how, really, if you think about it, that's how most people get work done at their house. That's how most people find an accountant or a mechanic or anything. It's word of mouth.
And then you're still going to talk to a couple people.
Yeah.
You know, at least two. And I tell you, you know, you've got to feel comfortable with your lawyer. I mean, there are people who are looking for a certain type of lawyer. You know, you want a shark. I don't think that's the best idea. But maybe you're going to want someone who's, you know, got the eye teeth out, you know. Or you want someone who's a little calm, who's going to be a negotiator for you. Whoever you feel comfortable, whoever tells you, not so much what you want to hear, but has a plan that makes sense for your case. Not everything has to be fought like crazy.
Right.
There are things that should be settled, and if you're in that mode, get a lawyer who's talking that language.
Okay. And that's, and how many would you recommend seeing? You know, two?
At least two. You know,
just
three's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can pick.
And then you can pick.
And will attorneys usually give an initial consultation for a minimal charge or free, just to see if there's even a case? Or
some will do it for free, and some will do it for a charge. Some will do it for a charge that will be applied in the event you you retain them. And it, and for me, it all depends. I mean, I answer questions all the time for free. But if I'm going to do a full consultation, and I'm going to look at documents, and I'm going to give you a little bit of
it's
advice.
It's going to take some time. And
well, and plus, from a liability standpoint, lawyers have, their insurance requires them to be retained to give advice on a lot of cases. So I can't really give specific advice on specific matters like, should I do this? So a lot of the listeners will ask me that question, and I say, you know, what if you have seven documents that say you shouldn't do it, and I haven't seen them? I can't do that.
Right.
So, but yeah, and just because someone charges for a consultation doesn't mean you shouldn't you shouldn't talk to them.
Well, that's good to know too, because some people go, well, that doesn't make sense. But
well, and if you know, sometimes you know, so you could spend all day doing consultations, and you know, we all have to make a living.
Exactly. We do have a couple texts about the blackjack issue. Now, again, we don't know who's texting us, but from the 815 says, I am a police officer and a lawyer.
Oh, good.
Only a firearm is legal under concealed carry. Blackjacks, saps, oh boy, where'd it go? Blackjacks, saps, tasers are illegal. A small pepper spray is legal. Somebody else from the 630, saps and items of that nature are still illegal under the unlawful use of weapons statute.
Thank you for that. Those
so, yes,
answers.
Thank you very much.
Yes, appreciate it.
Those are good. Let's do this, and then we will come back. Karen Conti is here. If you have a legal question, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. And in case you don't get through tonight, how can people reach you during the week?
You can email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com or call me at 312-332-7800.
All right. We'll be back, and we have a question about Jerry. Who's Jerry? Well, we'll find out. Yeah, it is. It's a little shocking. I gotta be honest. We'll get to it on the other side.
March.
It's that magical time of the year when everyone becomes an expert in the process of elimination.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts.
Aren't that good? Just saying.
For your shot at cash prizes and a 24-month lease of a Ford Focus. Register and play at WGNradio.com/bracket battle.
All right, we are getting our legal questions answered from Karen Conti. She is always, always good to come by. Now, are you still coming on with Steve on Wednesday morning?
I am.
All right. I know TV is last minute, but is there any big pressing legal? We have a minute.
Yeah.
There's a huge state's attorney race, and I'm not asking you to endorse anybody, but it seems to be getting very heated. I watched the debate this morning on Channel 7. Do you think there's going to be a big change in that office?
You know, Brian, I hate to say this. I hate, but I don't know that, you know, people are mad at Anita Alvarez because of the whole Laquan McDonald thing and how it was handled.
Right.
You know, they should vote against her. If they don't think this was significant, you know, and they like her and she's been a career prosecutor, and then they think she's doing, they should vote for her. But I just don't think people are into name recognition. I don't know that people pay attention, but I certainly think that we should all look at these candidates and really figure out who they are. And even with judges, I'm going to put some judges on my website.
Ah, good.
These are people that were recommended by the Bar Association. Okay. It's not really just my purpose.
Right.
But it's the Bar has vetted a lot of these people.
Good.
And please come and look at it and bring it into the polling place. So at least you have, someone has vetted these people.
Right.
It's better than just voting because they're Irish or because they're,
listen,
you know,
don't mock my voting style. I try to mix it up. Irish men, Irish women. That's it. And then I'll throw in somebody else just to mix things up because I want diversity on the bench. All right, let's do this because it is now news time. More with Karen on the other side. 8:30 on 720 WGN. On time again, Roger.
Wow. Be still my heart. I'm loving it. Governor Bruce Rauner calling once again for deep cuts in state funding for higher education, showing how tempting a target universities continue to be for a state desperate to get its budget under control. Republicans proposed a trim of 20% for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. Creed director Ryan Kugler says a benefit for residents affected by the lead-contaminated water crisis in Flint, Michigan, features some big names but is a grassroots effort. Kugler, actor Jesse Williams, and about a dozen other people opened the Justice for Flint event on Oscar night. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk wants a convicted serial burglar and cyber stalker being held by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in McHenry County be deported to China. Xinsheng Liu was sentenced to 8 years in prison with deportation to follow after a search of his residence uncovered more than 300 packages and 80 garage door openers that had been stolen in Chicago. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My good friend and longtime broadcast partner, Max Armstrong, has written a book entitled Stories from the Heartland. It's full of inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from Max's 40-plus years of reporting on the men and women who feed the world. I was honored to write the foreword, and I'm proud to recommend Max's book as a perfect gift for the WGN listener. Order your copy at WGNradio.com or by calling 312-222-5073.
WGN Sports, your Hawks beat Washington 3-2. Hawks take a few days off. They will be in Detroit on Wednesday. College basketball, Milwaukee beats UIC, Ohio State over Iowa. Wisconsin beating Michigan and Illinois right now in the second half with a slight edge over Minnesota. Checking WGN traffic, couple of accidents still dealing with Route 59 at Apple Valley Drive and Campus Drive. Route 19 between Campus Drive and Shales Parkway is still closed due to earlier fire department activity. The expressways and tollways around the Chicago area right now, travel times are at a posted speed on all of them. We are seeing no delays whatsoever. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, a slight chance of rain between 9 and midnight. In fact, it's raining downtown right now and at the airports. Cloudy, windy, low around 35. Monday, mostly sunny, windy, high near 50. Monday night, snow and sleet likely, possibly mixed with rain, freezing rain, becoming all snow after 1 in the morning. 1 to 2 inches are possible, low around 28. On Tuesday, a 70% chance of snow, cloudy, windy, high near 33. Right now, 46 at O'Hare, 50 at Midway and Oak Brook, 51 along the lakefront. Winds gusting out of the northwest at 31. Rain reported at both airports right now. Next news, 9 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're not talking science, we're talking the law. Karen Conti is here, as she is every Sunday night. It is so good to always see Karen. Now, Karen, if you don't mind, because you always come in here with your lovely husband, Jerry, who is a good friend of us, a good friend of mine. He's a good guy. But he always is very dapper when he comes in. Let's not, you two don't go anywhere dressed like me. I don't think I've ever seen you casual. You know,
well,
you,
I don't have casual clothes
because I
work all day long, you know, all the time.
Right.
So I have like, you know, two pairs of jeans to my name and a pair of sweatpants.
No,
and
it's nice because you come in and the people who are outside the showcase studio see an attorney who's dressed like they would want an attorney to be dressed. They see a guy running the board like a guy should be dressed running the board. But the point is, Jerry always comes in dapper. Usually, always a sport coat.
Yes.
Sometimes the nice polo with the collar flipped up. Every once in a while, a nice cravat tied around his neck like Carly Simon was going to sing to him at some point.
Well, sometimes a pocket square.
Pocket square.
He's got the pocket square going, yes.
Let's not lie. He's always on point. Is that what the kids call it, Cody? On fleek? Is that what Jerry is? Is Jerry on fleek when he comes in all dressed up? I believe he is.
What kind of phrase is that?
It's one of the kids are saying.
Where
I just wanted to prove I was down with the youth. But tonight, Jerry is just wearing a nice pullover cotton sweater. Just regular sweater, like you might pick up at the Gap or Old Navy or, you know, a Salvation Army thrift store, wherever Jerry might pick up his clothes. I don't think he's wearing it there. And one of our texters, because you can watch us on WGNradio.com, he texted in and said, listen, I came in late, but correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the first time Jerry has showed up casual? And they put Jerry in all caps because we always yell, Jerry! So, yes. So, Jerry, people are watching.
I think the answer to that question
Jerry
is yes.
There and there. So people are watching. Now watch. Next week, Jerry comes in a tux. He's all James Bond.
Well, we were even talking about that for the Academy Awards. We were thinking about getting overdressed.
Oh, that would have been nice.
But we went the other way. Yeah.
Well, you still look very professional and nice. Jerry, you look fine. I think Jerry looks fine. Because he looks comfortable and casual, and it's Sunday night, and it's raining.
He looks like he's about to play rugby or something.
Yeah. I like that sweater, Jerry. Don't let anybody dissuade you. Don't, it's not, listen, we don't need to get into all of that. All right. Listen, here's a, the text still cracks me up. So, texter from the 312, yes, Jerry, very casual tonight. Here's from the 773, and you know, texts are always a challenge because sometimes some of the meaning gets lost, so we're trying to put this together. I'll paraphrase. It seems like they're asking if someone in your family has a severe mental health issue, and you know that, and that person harms a guest that is in your home, do you have to pay for any loss of income that person may sustain? Or are you responsible for covering the injuries, that kind of thing?
Well, Amy, we go back to the legal analysis, which is when people come to your home, you owe them a duty to make sure that they're safe. You're not going to ensure their safety,
sure,
but you're going to do the things that are known. So if you have a known issue or a problem, like you've got a hole in the kitchen floor, you know, and you put a blanket on top of it and someone falls through it, well, wow, that you're responsible because you knew,
sure,
about it and you didn't do anything to make it safe.
Okay,
that's the stupid example. But in this case, if you've got somebody in your home who might be violent or might have issues and might harm someone, that would give you notice that there was an unsafe condition.
Right.
And you would have to take whatever appropriate actions are necessary to make sure that invitees, these are people who are coming to your home, are safe. And I think an argument could be made that if someone were to be injured, that you would in fact be liable for medical losses and, you know, lost wages and things like that.
Okay. Well, that
and it probably would be covered by your homeowner's insurance, probably.
Oh,
so that,
okay,
your homeowner's insurance actually covers a lot of things that might happen in your home due to your negligence. So you might want to look at your policy on that.
Okay. And people wouldn't think of that.
Don't think about homeowner's insurance being homeowner's insurance covers a lot of things that even outside the home that may or may not be, you know, your fault. So definitely when anything ever happens, you ever ever get sued, look at that policy. Forget about reading it because they are hard to read.
Right.
And ask your agent. Your agent will know what's covered and say, listen, is there any part of this that might be covered by, you know, I've had dog bite issues, defamation cases, someone injuring someone with a bicycle on the bike path. All of these things can conceivably be covered by homeowners insurance, but you have to tender it to the insurance carrier immediately.
A defamation case was
covered
by?
Some of them do.
Okay. Going back, we were talking about Aaron Andrews earlier, and this comes a little closer to home from the 231. Is it illegal to video a person, especially if it records the inside of their house without their knowledge? Does this fall under the stalker laws?
Really, you can't audio tape somebody without their consent. There has to be consent for that. So if you just have a videotape and no audio tape, you're in a better position than if you're actually recording what they're saying.
So I could stand...
That's a wiretap issue.
I could stand in someone's yard and videotape them into their... You know, them inside their home without their noticing?
Well, then you have the issue. There's a special law in Illinois that says that you can't videotape people where there's an expectation of privacy, like a tanning bed, a hotel room, places where in a health club or something where you have an expectation of privacy. Now, if you're just doing it in someone's home, this is where it gets iffy because that could still be an invasion of privacy if you believe that you have a right to privacy. So if you're in your home and in your bathroom and someone's standing outside and technically they're on their own property but they're going in, you had an expectation there. So I think that would be illegal. What law that violates, I don't know. Could it be actionable civilly? I believe so.
So now if I have, let's say I'm in my living room and my drapes are open. I'm in my house, so I kind of have an expectation of privacy, but does my leaving the curtains open get rid of that expectation of privacy?
It does. Okay. No, it really does. And so, again, it's kind of an iffy place because I've seen lawsuits on these types of things. You know, we had one last week, Brian, I don't know if you remember this, but someone was saying they had a hot tub and they were having wild parties in their hot tub and they had a privacy fence and someone was standing
on the roof
looking in. And, you know, you have an expectation of privacy if you've gone through the trouble of putting in the fence and you don't think people are going to be standing on a roof looking at you. So I would say in that situation, that is an invasion of privacy.
And I do remember that call because I've been trying to find those bikini parties all week. I've been trying to, I remember that very well. 773, the person with the thing, great answer. So people are, when they text in, they do listen for the answers.
All right,
which is very good. Now, let's go back to the judges for a minute because the election is coming up and we see judges, listen, all these judges, and most of us are never in front of a judge. When you're voting for a judge, and I know you said the bar has vetted somebody, what makes a good judge? Why should someone be retained and another judge not be retained?
Well, you know, they've really done a good job of vetting these people. First of all, if you haven't been a judge before, they look at your experience. Have you tried cases? Have you handled different matters? Do you have diverse experience? What do the other lawyers think about you and your preparation? What law school did you go to? What have you done in the community? Okay. Even down to your family situation, they want people who are good people, who are honest people, who have done well in the practice of law and have experience in different areas. If you've been a judge and the question is should you be retained, there are court watchers who go and watch judges. And there are places where you can complain about judges who are not being civil or who are not prepared or come onto the bench late or treat different parties differently. If they're pro-prosecution or pro-defendant too much, they get a reputation. So all of these things are they try to quantify them and qualify them. And I think the Bar Association does a good job with all of those things. So definitely I'm going to post it hopefully in the next couple of days on my website, which is K Conti Law, www.kcontilaw.com. If you go to the blog section, I'm going to post it there.
Very nice. Because, again, it'll be handy to take in. I don't know. And I feel bad because
Most lawyers don't know. Brian, I don't know these people.
Okay. You only appear in front of a certain amount, right?
Well, right. If they're in a court in the suburbs or they're a court where I don't practice, I don't know who they are. And some people are running for judge, and there's 80,000 lawyers. How are we going to know who these people are? So don't feel bad that you're not informed, but get informed.
You, right, and you hate to just I think sometimes it's like taking a multiple choice test. I'll take A here, B here, A here. And you don't know if these people are good or
bad.
And
it is important. I mean, if you're going to take the time to vote, might as well make your vote count. And you never know. Maybe you, maybe your daughter goes into divorce court. Maybe, you know, that someone you know is accused of a crime. You never know. And right. people think they're not going to be involved in the court system. But most of the time, at some point in your life, you will be.
All right. Yes, Karen Conti is here. KContiLaw.com is her brand new website to go with her brand new firm, which is now almost a month old. Will
yes.
there be a big month-old celebration?
No, I don't think so.
Party?
I'm too busy to do that. It's just been very busy and very good, and I'm very happy.
Well, that's excellent. But she's never too busy to help you. How can people get a hold of you during the week?
You can call me at 312-332-7800, or better yet, email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, get your questions in. Final segment with Karen coming up on the other side. It's 720 WGN.
Big story.
The quest for the presidential nomination is hitting peak nasty.
It's Rubio. He was putting on makeup with a trowel.
While the candidates see how low they can go.
Then he asked for a full-length mirror, maybe to make sure his pants weren't wet. I don't know.
We'll get you ready for Super Tuesday, a big week for the political conversation. We'll start it on the Big Story.
Learn something new with Andrea Dallas and the Big Story. Tomorrow morning on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Holy cow! Come out and join us at the world's happiest happy hour and toast to Harry Caray on Tuesday, March 1st. We'll broadcast from 3 to 7 at Harry Caray's Italian Steakhouse in River North. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Poised for Success is looking for a guardian angel to help the unique nonprofit find a new home. The group opens doors of opportunity and financial independence for women in need looking for a better life for themselves and their families. Now, Poised for Success needs help in finding a new location to continue its mission of making a difference. If you have resources to help Poised for Success move to a new location, call 630-691-1455 or email poisedforsuccess@sbcglobal.net.
Mm-hmm. Several guests have lost their lives on various Disneyland attractions.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the volume of people that pass through Disney theme parks, talking about millions of people, there's no way people aren't going to die while they're there.
It's not going to deter anyone from going.
You should go. It's the happiest place on earth.
Unless you die. But it's not as happy.
It's a small world, and Bill and Wendy do middays in it. Weekdays beginning at 10 on WGNRadio.com.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, please, just take it, please.
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Take a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago! Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Join us March 10th at the Economist Innovation Forum and learn from senior business executives leading the companies of the future. Save 15% with code WGN15. To buy your ticket, visit innovation.economist.com or the events page at WGNradio.com.
Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own
720 WGN Chicago.
Okay, thank you. Boy, we are really, we're having a whole other life here, and I apologize that we are not including you in it, but we're including you in this part of it. Karen Conti is here. We're playing matchmaker for some people. We're talking about tourist attractions in New Orleans. It's not all about the law with Karen. She's got a myriad of interests. Jerry's fashion choice, still a big topic of conversation. But if you have a legal question in the final few minutes, or if you have a matchmaking question or some other sort of tours, Karen and Jerry travel, they might answer a travel question. Would that be, is that on the list as well?
Sure. I'll answer anything.
All right.
Anything.
Let's see. What kind of trouble can a person get into if they don't have a state ID? My dad didn't understand why I needed one.
Well, you know, so you don't have a driver's license and you don't have a state ID. Well, it's trouble sometimes if you want to get things done. Like, I mean, if you want to, I mean, get benefits or you get whatever. I mean, there's things you can't do unless you have some sort of identification. So it's not that you get in trouble for not having one. It's just that you can't get certain things done. And I'm not sure what he means by being in trouble.
Yeah. Well, all right. We all know we've heard, maybe is this an urban legend, that if you're stopped by the police, you have to have some sort of ID, even if you're walking along. Is that true or false?
Well, I don't know that that's true. I know that when you're a car, you have to show your ID because driving is a privilege. But you don't necessarily need to tell people who you are, have an ID. I think there's certain states where they do require that, and I know those have been challenged a lot, and I know there's immigration issues with challenging those things. But I don't think that that's a big problem. I think it's more that you try to get things done in the bureaucracy of the system. And if you don't have an ID, whether it's a state ID or a driver's license, you're going to have trouble getting things done.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you get to any point without having some sort of ID.
Yeah, and I wouldn't know why you wouldn't just have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is a tax question. I know you don't
do tax questions.
So talk to your... Is somebody asking, I just did my income taxes. I owe Illinois a couple $100. However, I won't be able to pay Illinois until I work out a family budget. Will the state be okay with that?
Well, you know, there's interest and penalties, and they're not nice, interest and penalties. So, I mean, I would say if you can, you know, I bet you can use a credit card these days, although I haven't tried it.
Can you just
borrow some money from someone so you don't have to be hit with the interest and penalties? You know, I would say do that. If you're going to pay it within a couple of months, that's probably no big deal.
Right.
But you're going to, before you pay, you're going to want to call them or get the exact amount, because what happens a lot is people don't pay that interest and penalty. They pay what was owed.
Right.
And then weeks later, months later, they get a new bill for the amount that they were supposed to be owed. Now there's interest and penalties on that. So get a payoff amount. That's usually good for a couple of weeks or whatever.
And I do know years ago, I had one year where I had to wait to pay my federal income tax. And I just stayed in contact with the IRS, and they, you know, we worked out a payment and it was fine. But it's just a matter of staying in touch with them and keeping them informed.
And this is with almost anything in the IRS. The IRS is much better to deal with back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, there were these horror stories about the IRS coming knocking at the door. I should say this. There are a lot of scams. I don't know if you've heard this.
It's been
big news. If you get a call from the IRS or you get something from the IRS on your email that you have any questions about, you need to make sure it's not a scam, because there's a lot of that going on where people are told they owed money and they're asked information about their social security number and the like, and it's all a scam. So make sure that you're giving the right people information. But yeah, you can work out deals. If you owe money to the IRS, you can work out a deal, but you have to make good on that deal.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, once you deviate from that, then they're going to hit you up, and then you're going to be on their list.
Well, sure.
You know.
They want their money, but they'll work with you. And I know we don't talk about politics, but Donald Trump said one of the things he said the other night was if he were elected, he was going to open up the libel laws. Now, the laws on libel are state-controlled, right? Is there a way the federal government can get involved in libel law? Because he was saying he wanted to be able to sue journalists and the media if they
He
does want to sue everybody.
You know, I should compile a list of his litigation. Someone must have done that. Because, I mean, the bankruptcies are alone a lot, but he's been sued a number of times for discrimination, racial, gender. He's had business deals. I mean, he's probably been involved in 40 or 50 lawsuits that I think the public are aware of. Anyway.
Well, what's the actual law with libel toward a public figure?
Well, libel toward a public figure is in order to sue, if you're Donald Trump, is you have to show what we call actual malice, which means that Time Magazine or WGN knew or should have known that the statement, a fact, was false. It has to be a statement of fact. It can't be he's a jerk, because that's just an opinion.
Okay.
So it has to be a fact. The fact is Donald Trump is a felon. Let's just say that that is a fact, and let's just say that that's false. I have to know or should have known that that's false, meaning I didn't do my due diligence. That means I just said it maliciously without any backup. Now, okay. Let's just say that someone told me that or I saw a record and I have some basis for saying that. That takes me out of the libel lawsuit because I thought, I reasonably believed that I was telling the truth when I said that. So the answer to your question is, can Donald Trump as president change the libel laws? The answer is no. It is state by state. And the libel laws are a matter of what we call common law. So it's not like it's a matter of statute. It's a matter of just the law over the course of years and years. It dates back to the days of Great Britain. So.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to change the laws by making a. I mean, there's no laws to be made. It's
right.
The way the courts interpret how libel is enforced, and the law is pretty consistent across the country. It's very difficult to sue when you're a private. When you're a public figure, it's
okay.
Because First Amendment is a very important right.
Can you explain a slap lawsuit? The strategic lawsuit against public participation. Do you know anything about that?
I know just a little tiny bit. And slap lawsuits, I mean, my only exposure to it is newspapers and the like and certain organizations will use that as a defense to a libel lawsuit.
Right.
I don't know much about them.
Okay.
I have a case right now where an organization is trying to use that to say that I don't get to sue and we won on the issue. But it's about retaliation.
Instead of being able to sue a publication, this CNN report said that Donald Trump has filed these before
You're trying to chill.
It's a lawsuit filed against someone for exercising his or her First Amendment rights, filed with little chance of success, but with the knowledge that the lawsuit itself is the punishment. So
if I'm
offended, I'm going to sue the Tribune, even though I know I won't win, but now the Tribune has been sued, so that's their punishment.
Yeah, I mean, to use the legal system that way, I don't know. I mean, I'm all for the legal system. All for the legal system making this place a better, you know, the Aaron Andrews lawsuit should hopefully make hotels safer. But, I mean, bringing lawsuits that you know you can't win because you want to chill someone's First Amendment rights or you don't like what they're saying, that's not how we're using the legal system.
No.
That's
a lot
wrong.
Of states
that's
have,
just wrong.
A lot of states have limits on that. We have time for one quick call.
Okay.
Robert is in Chicago. Hi, Robert.
Yes. Robert.
What's your question for Karen, Robert?
My question is, I have a life insurance policy that was taken out quite a few years ago. My mother, and when my mother passed away, it was given to me, and I'm trying to collect on it, but I need to know what type of lawyer, because I'm going to have to sue them.
Wait, it was on whose life, Robert?
It was on mine.
Okay, so it's on your life, but why are you trying to collect on it? You're trying to collect the cash value of it, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and why aren't they giving you your money?
They're not giving it to me.
Okay.
They told me I died in Vietnam. I was never in Vietnam. Then they come up and said that I died a second time. I'm still around. I'm 80 years young.
So they don't believe what you're saying. That's very odd. This is a very odd situation. Approximately how much is the cash value right now?
How much is the cash?
A million.
A million.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can give me a call if you like. I mean, I just don't understand why. Maybe what you need to do is to do a formal letter and say, you know, this is me. This is my Social Security number. Here's my birth certificate. You know, here's who I am. And say, you know, I think we need to know what this policy is about. Could it be that the policy doesn't give you the cash value? Could you be mistaken about that? Or are they saying you don't exist? I guess I don't really know what the issue is. So someone's going to have to look at that policy. Someone's going to have to ask the right questions and then send the right paperwork in. And if in the event that they're not paying, then maybe you do need to bring a lawsuit. That just sounds very unusual that they wouldn't just have something in place that would give you your money if you are still alive and kicking.
Yeah, Robert, good luck. Hope it works out for you.
That's odd.
Time is, yeah, it is very strange. Time is up again, as always. It goes very fast. How can people get a hold of you during the
week?
You
can call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And you'll be back here next Sunday at 8, and you'll be on with Steve Cochran Wednesday morning at 6:40. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, I've got the time down after all this. Always a pleasure to see you,
Good
Jerry.
To see you.
I want a little spiff here next week. I want some spats. I want perhaps a monocle. I want people are watching. They want a dress. Up Jerry. This casual Jerry will not fly. We will not have it again. Have a great week, you guys.
You too. Happy leap year day.
Happy leap day. We'll be back in a minute to say goodnight on WGN.
If it's Monday, we're hours away from Super Tuesday.
Is it Super Tuesday or Stuper Tuesday?
That's good. Use that one.
Note to self, never do promos during the carnival wagon.
It's disgusting.
Neil Kahn Show back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
All right. Thanks for listening and being part of the program. Thank you, Cody, for an exemplary job producing. Thank you, Roger, for an always, always good job on the news. Hey, guess what? I'll be back in 6 hours. That's right. There's no getting rid of me. I'll be back for Nick DiGilio at 2 a.m. You want to hear me talk then? It'll be an adventure. But I'll talk to you at about 2 a.m. All right. Have a wonderful night. Rick Cogan comes your way on the other side of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. The news is sponsored by Clean Fireplace. It is 9 o'clock on time all night. Look at me. Pat me on the back. Here's Roger Badish.
And the check's in the mail.